this right, girl. Come
on. I met you all up at the party line. You like to get down with my motherfucking grind. I'm calling you up, baby, you're so fucking fine. I love them dead ass, baby, yeah, that's right, I'll make you mine. Motherfuckers trying to get it, hit it up, yeah, that's right. These bitches love it, cause they love this shit. Yeah, that's right, they love this dick. I'm about to fuck this fucking bitch in a fucking asshole. Yeah, that's right, they love it when I fucking play with them bros. I love them motherfucking cherry popping asshole shit on my dick. Yeah, that's right, you get that diarrhea spray all up in the A. Yeah, this is H-Town, motherfucking Houston. Yeah, you know we get down. Oh, these hoes like to get down on my dick like that. They get that diarrhea shit all over my crotch. And I'm like, hey, yo, if you callin' that shit, motherfuckers don't know. Yeah, we be doing this shit. I met you at the party line. Yeah, I wanna make you mine at the party line.
Come in close. Closer. Because the more you think you see, the easier it'll be to fool you. My job? To take that most precious of gifts you give me, your attention, and use it against you.
Okay, welcome to the art of phone larking.
Oh, my God. You know what time it is?
Yes, sir. I'm well aware of what time it is.
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's so damn funny?
You're a faggot. That's what's funny.
So let me ask. May I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah, anything.
Exactly how much longer are you expecting to sit here and listen to this? Before I hang up, would most people just go ahead and hang up?
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, how many fingers can your wife take in her ass?
You know, your wife can get in on this too if you want. We can all have like a big orgy on that couch.
Well, actually, I'm not okay with that.
You're welcome to join us if you like.
Look, yeah, because I'm not wearing any clothes. Bye. I got company coming over. Make the meatloaf.
Jeannie, what would you say about Zeta's future?
Get it over
with. I'm a hacker. I hack computers, and I have your profile up here.
No, I have uncles that, you know, would cut you guys all into pieces.
Listen to me. This is really important. Did you get a call from any of those people posting on Craigslist? You need to not listen to them if they call you. They're saying they're running an experimental lab.
We are electrocuting monkeys to test out a new lip gloss.
You what? You electrocuting
monkeys? Well, we're electrocuting some of them. In other words, we're cracking a whip at.
Please delete my freaking number.
If I find you, I'm going to kick your ass because Dan just fucked me up and I didn't expect it. He gives me the phone and he just fucked me up. What the fuck?
Man, how big is your husband?
It's none of your fucking business.
Excuse me, man. Don't use that language to me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for calling me gay, asshole.
All right. Welcome to another episode of The Art of Phone Larking. Tonight I have with me Dwight. And Sloth is hosting, and Enigma is sitting in with us, but I don't think he's going to be doing any calls. So for right now, it's going to be me and Dwight, and Lux. Lux was going to join us, but turns out, you know, Lux got thrown off a building by some bullies at school, and he didn't make it. He was trying to troll some kids that were much bigger and much stronger than him, and they threw him off a building, and he is now gone. So you will be missed, Lux. But apparently there's this guy that sounds just like him named Riley. And he'll be around at some point, but probably not today. So rest in peace, Lux. Lux didn't die. Come on. I'm joking around. Somebody had a frowny face. Well, tonight should be kind of interesting. A couple days ago, there was, what's it called? What's that shit called? Live Leaks? Is that what it's called? Live Leaks? It sounds like Live Links, but it's Live Leaks. And they like to have videos about people peeing, apparently. And Live Leaks put out a video of a Pizza Hut employee caught pissing in the sink, which I guess is gross. You know, I guess it is. I mean, there's worse things to do if you're pissed at a pizza shop. I mean, I'm sure it's not even the worst thing that's ever happened at that particular place. But he was pissing in the sink and he got caught. So I'm going to call places tonight. I will use the name Pizza Hut. Okay, I'm going to use Pizza Hut. So I'm not claiming I'm Pizza Hut when I say this. This is my disclaimer. I am not claiming I am the multi-franchise Pizza Hut business. I am Pizza Hut, like P-E-E-Z-A Hut, okay? So there's going to be no reason to bleep it out and no reason to call myself the pizza because I am Pizza Hut. So, and pay me royalties. Did you do that first, MST? I guess he must have did that first. All right, so he gets credit. He gets credit, everybody. I have stole that from MST3, and he actually gets royalties from tonight's show. So these royalties are all his. I don't want to get sued, so I'm gonna. And I believe he is represented by a Mr. Snoswell, and I do not want to go up against Mr. Snoswell in court. So. We're just going to have to go ahead and give him all the proceeds from tonight's show. So we'll have to do that. Let's see. And I had some, I had a few Craigslist ads that I thought were kind of unique that I'm going to call. And also I'm doing a revenge call tonight, a revenge call. My buddy works at a computer store and he gets a lot of weirdos. And I've been wishing he'd give me numbers. I don't push him hard for it, but I've been wishing he'd give me numbers of the weirdos. And in this case, this guy has bugged him so much. This guy calls him.
Caw-caw!
Like,
caw-caw! Caw-caw! Caw-caw!
You fixed it, didn't caw-caw. You? You did fix it, though.
Did I?
Yeah, I can't hear it. So good job. Don't work caw-cawing over me, though.
Yeah, I win.
All right. All right. So Riley, everybody. Riley. Not Lux. Lux fell off a building, remember? But but this guy calls him like 12 times in a day, 9 or 12 times in a day. And the guy, he says the guy's like crazy. He goes, it's like I'm talking to somebody from 51st Dates. He says, because he'll call and he'll say something and I'll say something and then he'll call back and he'll forget that we even had that conversation. So the guy seems nuts. But and he also claims that he builds hard drives or something. And he's from my area. And my area don't have a place that builds hard drives. We're not Silicon Valley, so... Or Silicon Valley, I guess that's what it is. Silicon Valley is probably the name of some strip club or something. So we're going to call and do that revenge call. Matter of fact, I might do that one first just because I don't want it to get too late there. And then also I just wanted to make – everybody, I want you to wrap your minds around this a little bit before I get started. I have an idea for a new show. The plain title, and I may stick with this title if we end up going with it, is not a prank show show. And basically, like once a month, and maybe I'll just try one episode, and if it works out good, then if everyone likes it, then I'll try like once a month. I was going to have me, the first one was going to be hosted by me. RBCP said he would help. Who else was there? There was Turbo, and who's the last guy? Spray, yeah. And Spray, and so what he was thinking...
Hey, I'll do it. I want to do it.
Okay, well, Yeah. Okay. Well, I do. The only thing is this can't be one where there is really too many. Now, I'm not saying I won't bring people in and out, but I've had a conversation with these four, and I'm not saying you're not going to be part of it. I'm just saying it'll start out as us four hosts, and then we'll fit people in. But basically, what it is, it's like we're going to just go over like weird news stories and make fun of them and kind of go through it. Some radio shows do little bits like this, but what I want to do is make it so everybody can see the video, maybe even make it so everybody can see us, and then we just fucking do like the show where, you know, we make fun of these fucking weird stories and rip on them. And if that works out, I'll start throwing in some other types of bits, and we're just
so
all...
You have to give more royalties to MST3K now. Good job. Riff Tracks.
Oh.
Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah. I got you. Well, no, not quite. A little bit. But it'll be like, you know, like we'll listen to part of the story, pause it, and go, you know, make funny voices, make fun of it, rip on the people, and then it might actually turn into prank calls. For example, you remember we listened to that guy who was very strict on minorities not being in his place and gays, and then I called and talked about his broken glory hole. And that was fun. See, but it would be like us listening to the video, making fun of it, and then if we want to do a call. So it's not going to be one of those. It won't be a traditional show that's on here, but I want to try it out. I think it'll be entertaining, and I think it'll give us, you know, us people who like to do these shows and like to do this kind of improv comedy stuff, it'll give us another angle just to play with. So, and if it sucks, then we'll do it once and then it sucks. So. Anyways, we should. That's something that I'm going to work on. If it sounds good, you know, throw me some positive feedback. If it sounds like don't waste our time, we won't listen, then let me know that too. But I'll probably still do one. So, not sure how.
I'm not listening. Waste your time.
By the way, RBCP is in charge of everything. He's going to pay for everything. And every week he's going to give away like trips to places. So so that's one reason to listen, because it's the main host is RBCP, the most famous guy here, and he's in charge of everything. So he's...
Oh, I thought Spray was the main host and I was gonna listen, but now I can't. Sorry, goes against my religion. Sorry.
Your static has come back a little bit. Oh, your goddamn computer! Did you move your wire?
I did. How about now? Is it a little bit better?
Yeah. It's there.
It's God damn
there. Just
it.
Make sure you keep mute.
I hate everything.
I don't care if you hop in and say stuff, just make sure you mute. So it's okay. Constantly static. Because if you're talking, if you're talking, you can't hear the static as much. But if you're just sitting there, then it's... So...
Yeah, okay, cool.
All right. So anyways, fuck it. Let's do some pranks. I mean, isn't that what we're here for? Yeah. Oh, and I have another announcement.
Dyad, no one listens to your show for prank calls. No one ever.
I know.
Show is to listen to you breathe, listen to the clock, and listen to you talk. There's no prank calls happening there.
I believe that. I actually kind of do. Okay, so I'm going to call this guy, and I'm going to claim I'm Microsoft. Yes, I'm looking for Rob Dillard. Rob, is this you?
No.
Rob, I think we recognize your voice. Don't hang up. Just listen to me through here, and then you can tell me how you feel in a second. This is Ryan Token, and I am a representative of Microsoft. We've been watching you for some time now, and we really need to talk about some of your behaviors, some of your liberties you've been taking with our software.
What are you talking about?
Okay. According to our cameras that we have planted all over Muskegon, you are running around and using bootleg copies of Windows.
No, I'm not. Microsoft has gave me these copies of Windows. Microsoft gave me Windows 7 Ultimate. With a product key and Windows 8 without product key.
Okay.
I got it all wrong there.
No, I'm sorry to break it to you, but we've been, as you know, Microsoft is a very powerful company, and we have been monitoring this country for at least the last 20 years. And we've been homing in on people like you, and people like you are starting to get under our skin. So we're going to – this is a call to say we're serious.
We're serious. I ain't got no bootleg copies. I'm telling you that right now. I'm living with my mother-in-law. You can ask her. Yeah. I got two copies. I got Windows 7 Ultimate, which is a registered version and activated. And I got a Windows 8 version, which has a product.
Sir, how old's your computer?
My computer, this is a compact Presario. I just put Windows 7 Ultimate in it. And with the product, and it's activated. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't be racist with me. Sir, you tell me right now, how old is your computer, and what was the original purpose of it?
My original purpose of this computer was so I had a computer.
Okay. Our systems show that it was bought in for a family member.
What are you talking about? All right. My daughter uses it.
Okay. Let's see here.
I only got versions of Windows, Windows 7 Ultimate, and I got Windows 8. And they both have product keys.
Just to verify, I need you to verify something for me. What is it that you do? What is it that you'd say that you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I drive cab for a living.
Okay. So would you say that at all that you're, you know, how much knowledge do you have of computers?
I'm learning.
Okay.
Very, very minimal.
I'm looking at a resume that you had written up. We actually have a system our cameras take pictures whenever people put out information, and I have it documented here that you claim you make computer parts.
That I what?
Make computer parts, sir.
Sir. I'm going out here by my mother-in-law because you got this all freaking wrong here because I'm telling you, I never said that to nobody.
Listen here, Cabby. I don't want to speak to your mother-in-law. I need to speak with you.
I got a brochure out there, which I do not have, and I make computer parts.
What?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah. Rob, you need to handle this like a man.
I'm handling it like a man. My mother-in-law is sitting right here. She's like, what are you talking about?
Quit retreating to your mother-in-law like she is some kind of teat you need to suck on in life.
See what I'm talking about?
We are confronting the people who steal.
They're trying to say I'm stealing copies of Windows and all I got. A Windows 7 Ultimate, which Microsoft gave me, which has a product key, and Windows 8. That's all I have.
Rob, let me make sure you're not lying. How many fingers can your mother-in-law take? No, Rob, you got to listen. What we need to make sure here is that you understand that we are watching. This is what we do. We watch and we wait. We are like a trapdoor spider waiting for people like you.
You want to check my versions of Windows? You want to see my Windows? That I have?
Rob, are you talking to the TV? Because you need to tell your TV to shut the fuck up.
Talking to my mother-in-law. Don't swear.
Rob, we are both grown men here. We don't need our mother-in-laws, and we can handle a curse word or two. Rob, are we clear? Rob, how many more times do I got to tell you not to steal Windows disks? Damn it. All right. I'm calling them back. I hope Band's listening, because if he is, he's probably laughing. This guy gives him a headache. Definitely be calling him back and acting like we never had that conversation. Because I made a promise to a friend of mine. And if I make him happy, he will give me more numbers of crazy people. Okay, so we'll bail on him. We'll call him back in a little bit. I'm not lying. He's been telling my buddy all kinds of lies. Like the way where I was hinting with that is he told my buddy that he builds hard drives for a living. Like, oh, I mentioned that, didn't I? Yeah, here I am. Like I didn't just say that a minute ago. But it turns out he's a fucking cab driver. Okay.
Wait. Okay. That means that New York and stuff has to be like overflowing with hard drives, right? If cab drivers make them.
That's funny. And you know what's really funny is it's like, dude, he was leaning on his fucking mother-in-law. No, she's right here.
Mom, okay. This guy on the phone is bullying me.
Not even his mom, it's his mother-in-law.
Right? He's like, hold on, I need to get my wife's mom for this situation.
Yeah, my wife's mom knows all about this. Let me go get her.
I just cut my knee. Where's my wife's mom?
Just cut my knee. That's funny. All right. So was Ban listening? Ban, did you hear? Yeah, he heard it. He said, oh, what he meant is he builds computers, but he said hard drives because he doesn't know the fucking difference. Yeah. So Ban.
Is this somebody he knows?
Ban? Yeah. This is a customer of his. I can't get into more details than that because there's obviously some issues there. But he deals with a lot of crazy people. He happens to be in a location that is right next to, like, the shithole part of town. And so a lot of people come in there with their fucking computer problems. One time a guy came in and wanted to see if he could get his computer fixed, and he had shot it with a shotgun.
For real?
Yeah, you'd shot it, and the best Ban could tell is, like, the dude's wife or something found he had a bunch of porn on it, so he flipped out and shot the computer or something like that, and he wanted to see if he could save anything on his hard drive. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. Just throw the fucking thing away. You like shot it with a shotgun.
That one overbearing parent dude that shot his kid shit.
Yeah, I've seen that. That was funny.
Yeah, well, like at least – yeah, but – a little, I would say worse, because that guy, he actually read the letter his daughter wrote. His daughter was being a crazy, snotty little bitch. But this dude just shot his fucking computer with a shotgun because he couldn't tell his wife that he looks at porn, and that's just how it is. And, you know, and so he shot it with a shotgun to save his marriage, apparently. I don't know.
Well, but, I mean, he probably had, like, goats and Africans.
Yeah, and there's been, like, there was one guy that was known for years, this rubber band man, because he was this real old fucking man that would come in, and on his computer, he had all these pictures of, like, his cock all wrapped up in rubber bands and shit. So they just started calling him rubber band man. And it turns out it was a different friend of ours that we went to school with, Grandpa.
Yeah.
And then he has so many crazy stories. He swears one time he was in the back and he was busy doing something. He heard the buzzer go off. And then when he finally made it out front, some old guy was walking out with a pistol in his hand. So the dude, I don't know what he was walking in with a pistol for, right? It's fucked up. So either that or he just misseen what he thought he seen. But you know, there's all kinds of good shit like that he has. And that's why I want rest in peace, Rubber Band Man. Yep. And, you know, and that's why I want to get more numbers from him, or maybe when he gets another job, just give me their whole fucking database. I don't know. And
yeah, they're good.
Yeah, so there's just like a ton of fucking great stories like that, you know, and being right by the ghetto, I'm sure they try to fucking haggle for every little fucking thing. And it sounds like it's truly a very amazing underpaying job. So.
Oh, seriously, more people, by the way, should send in info from your jobs, like customers.
Yeah.
Why don't more people, like, if you were to get a job like Jaya's, right, that's not expendable, like, that makes sense. But I know some of you, probably, like, half of you, 7-Eleven or something. Who the fuck cares? Who knows info? Like, I'm going to get a job at some point that's, like, even if it's just, like, a halftime job, like, get a job at a hotel or something and just...
Yeah.
Douse info.
Hey, here's the thing. If anybody ever tries to number rape me, I think the way that D9 got number raped about 8 days ago. Did anybody hear that? Poor D9. That girl kicked your ass. I like you, D9, but that girl kicked the shit out of you, man. Oh, she beat you up so bad, and all you had to do is start being a dick back, but I think you were just shocked by the fact she knew exactly who you were and what you were up to. So, but what you just had to do was beat the shit out of her back. Or, you know what you do when somebody, you feel like somebody's getting the best of you, or you can't get one up on them? Put their number out on Craigslist to, you know, with her, you could have been like, horny slut, needs dick, call and just call me a fucking whore and we can bang. Put that out there with her number and, ah, I got you back.
The flip side method.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we did, the flip side baker. Who, by the way, is friends with a lot of people now.
So like all of us, yeah.
Except for me, because I think he threatened to kill me. So I don't friend people on Facebook who've threatened to kill me at any point. So
I'm gonna kill you.
Cactus, Lux is trying to only jump in here and there because there's something going on with his, one of his connections. So he's not gonna be doing calls, but I told him he could jump in as long as he's constantly hitting mute when he's done. So it's, you know,
which I've been doing, and I mean hitting mute every time you're done. I've came a lot. Like seriously.
Yeah, it's I know, and it sucks. I know. All right.
Also, didn't get the joke, did you? No, okay, that's.
No, I was starting to look at my next one. I admit that I did not listen to anything you said. I'm in and out of this bitch all the time. Okay, let me move on to the next one. So, you are welcome, Ban. I'm sure he took enjoyment in that. I guarantee he did. All right, we're gonna call a pizza number. And Dwight, I'll do this one, and then we'll pull you in for that next one, for the one we discussed. Sound good? Yeah, he's gone anyways. Okay.
Yeah, I'm eating crackers.
Okay.
Hello, you've reached 208-807-0.
No.
I'm sorry, I'm unable to answer right now.
Sorry. Okay. Let's see who's next. So he didn't want to answer. Maybe I'll jump to... Yeah, we'll go back to those. I have some interesting fucking Craigslist ads I found, too. Did you have any luck? Or any credit luck? Or any credit? Do you have any luck? Lux? That's hard to say.
He dropped out for a little bit.
Oh, okay. That's cool. He was earlier. I asked him, and just in case I couldn't get any pizza numbers. All right. Here we go. Alright. Calling right back. These fuckers are probably just screening. I'm all busy. Hold on. That's the show, everybody. Ringing phones. Ringing fucking phones. We need to invent a new way to prank phone call, which is like much more intrusive. Like they can't just ignore it.
Anybody can pick up.
Yeah, if anybody can figure out a way to just make somebody's phone automatically fucking go to their ear, then let me know.
You mean other than Dwight just showing up to their house? Pick it up. Pick up the fucking phone, all right, pal?
I'll send my guy over. Make him.
Yeah, it's for you.
All right, here we go. Worst case, if I burn through these, I know how to get them now.
You have reached the voicemail.
Okay. Nobody wants the answer for the fucking pizza. So let's see. I'll highlight these ones just to show that I've tried them, but we can try them again because I didn't answer. All right. Yeah, I know, Sloth. I should be trying more than once. I agree. I tried the one once, or more than once.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kara.
This is Kara.
Oh, hi, Kara. This is Ryan. I'm from the Pizza Hut.
Uh-huh.
Earlier you'd gotten a carry out. How was everything?
Oh, well, the pizza was wrong.
Ooh, that's no good. Okay, maybe that's what was wrong with it?
I ordered pineapple, breakfast bacon, and ham. And it only had ham on it.
Okay, it's because those other things, we consider our pizza chefs to be kind of like pizza artists, kind of the same way as Subway. And those other things that whoever was in charge of, which I think was Gene, Gene probably just thought they were gross. So it was pineapple and what was missing? Pineapple and?
Breakfast bacon.
Breakfast, okay. Breakfast bacon. Okay. I mean, have you ever considered, like, going a little more normal? Maybe.
Why are you asking? Is this a joke?
No, this is I'm actually Ryan Token. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay.
And that we basically, when we have these, you know, complaint or when we have something that went wrong, it ends up coming across my computer and I have to make a call.
Okay.
So if you just bear with me, we can get through this, and then we will go ahead and put your compensation out. So so have you ever considered, you know, maybe not putting pineapple on pizza?
Why would it matter? Is this a joke? Why would it matter?
It matters because, now it's cost our company money.
And no, it cost your company money because the person that took my order didn't take the order right.
Okay, well, I mean, you can blame the victim here if you want. But she hung right up. I'm gonna call her back. Fuck all that.
Yeah, fuck that shit. You want some more of our pizza, lady? Too bad. You fucking find another place.
Give her a bitch fee too.
Yeah.
Tell that kid to shut the fuck up, dude.
What?
Can I speak with Kara?
Do you want to talk to her? She doesn't want to talk to you, guys.
Who's this?
I can talk to you, though.
Okay.
This is Tyler.
Okay. Tyler, this is Ryan Token. I'm calling from the Pizza Hut Corporation. I'm calling from the corporate office in regards to the order that was messed up.
Okay.
I guess you guys must be pretty mad about it, so I do apologize for that. Basically, from what the facts that I've gathered, it was supposed to be pineapple, ham, and breakfast bacon.
Yeah.
And it only came with ham.
Right.
Okay. Well, I do apologize for that. We shouldn't allow our cooks to have the liberties that they do have, which is if they don't like what's been ordered, they're allowed to just, you know, reshuffle the order into how they would prefer the pizza without adding anything new. So I do.
Well,
I do,
so why would we order a specific pizza and it's up to your cooks to just put whatever they want on it?
Well, it's part of the 2014 strategic mission statement, which is to, because we've had a lot of high turnover with employees, so we're trying to give them more liberties in the same sense that like Subway does, you know, like Subway, you know, how you go in there and they kind of, you know, you say tomatoes and they just kind of throw it on or put as much of this or much of that on. So we're trying to take that same approach.
Yeah, the point is, though, is if we go to Subway and we say we want tomatoes, they don't say, I don't think you should have tomatoes. I'm going to have to not give you tomatoes this time. Don't do that. That's why it's bizarre. We obviously like pineapple, and we wanted on the – no, it can't be.
Okay.
This is, it's real. I can't believe that. It makes us to not, your little strategy to let them have.
Well, it's
the option. It makes me not. Well, I'm never going to go back to Pizza Hut again because of this. This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Domino's doesn't do that. No one else does that.
No, but Domino's has some other issues with rat feces. I don't know if you've been paying attention. So, I mean, at least our pizzas are clean. I mean, that's one good thing that Pizza Hut has always been proud of is we don't have any kind of that's why we're trying to retain our employees because these are good employees that don't do things to your pizzas. So, I mean, if you don't want to – are you honestly thinking about never coming back? I mean, we can – maybe we can give you, like, you know, some money or something, and then you can come back.
Well, why would I want to go back? Even if you give me a free pizza or something and say I want a Supreme and they think, oh, I'll just give you a cheese pizza because I think that's what you really want.
Okay.
Really ridiculous.
Well, I can tell which way this conversation is kind of going, so I don't want to waste your time. But I'm going to actually go ahead and ban you guys from all Pizza Huts from here on out. You guys are no longer allowed to come to any Pizza Huts ever again.
We're banned from all Pizza Huts?
Yes. For 1 year. For 1 year. I can only go up to 1 year. It actually takes a regional manager to ban you for life, but I can actually ban you for 1 year. So
you don't have to ban us. We're not going back anyway.
You're not allowed.
You're obviously not corporate. He says we're not allowed to go.
Really?
To
Pizza Hut. Then how did I know that you ordered a pizza and what you ordered?
I think you probably hacked into their system.
I'm a hacker. Information. Okay, so I'm a hacker. Do you know how hacking works and stuff?
Oh, yeah, and someone from customer service or corporate office wouldn't be so condescending and such jackass.
Well, here's the thing. They gave my job has liberties too, and I'm actually going to go ahead and. I'm going to go ahead and put a charge on your card for a stupid bitch fee because of your girlfriend there. So I'm going to go ahead and just charge a little more there.
Charge on the card for a stupid bitch fee?
I will repeat that right now.
Hey, what's your employee number then?
726-43.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, and my name's Ryan.
Oh, so you're threatening to put a charge on my card.
Oh, I'm not threatening. I just
Is credit card fraud. Huh?
No, I put it in for stupid bitch fee, which is a real fee that our company holds the right to charge. Read the contract when you walk in the door.
This is hilarious.
So.
Okay.
So don't ever.
Well, we're going to go over to Pizza Hut and let another system's been hacked.
Okay. And they're going to laugh at you and call you stupid because they're going to run my employee number and see that Ryan Tolkien does work for the corporate customer service office. So they're going to – and here's the thing. When you're in there, you'll be trespassing. So hopefully they don't get mad at you and you're not such a dick to them because this will be trespassing. He's gone. Okay. Oh, there's
– come on in there and see Dwight.
Should we call his corporate and say these two people are going to come in? These two people are going to come in and they're going to... Oh, how can we do that? Somebody give me some social engineering ideas. Sloth? Anybody? Anybody? Oh, we got to have some good ideas because I can call the store now and let them know that they're going to come in and claim their system's been hacked. But we just need to inform them that these people are frauds and pickpockets.
No, don't do that. Well, that caused trouble before as well.
Okay, Sloth, do you have the number for this place? Can I please have the number for the Pizza Hut?
That caused problems in the past as well. Read the chat.
Okay. But it would be funny to say that these people are pickpockets. They're going to come in and make a complaint, but keep an eye on them because they're pickpockets.
It is, but it pisses them off, and then they call the cops.
Okay. And they're already going to think their system was hacked, even though they're stupid. Thank you, Pizzeria. Okay. Well, at least I now have a customer note, or I have an employee number at the Pizza Hut. Okay. Now let's see if we can get some more customers up there. All right. So that guy's awesome. Well, I guess it started out as a girl, didn't it? Okay. All right, so we called him and we talked to him. So he is italicized and underlined. All right. Ken or Dwight, you ready to do the next one with me? Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So we're going to call Jake. See what Jake's up to. Maybe I... Okay, I got an idea.
Please leave your message for...
Jake Pedersen.
Hey, Jake. See you later. I'll try him again. Their system has been hacked. Because that's the only logical explanation. If I'm going to hack systems, I'm sure enough fuck not going to use it for prank phone calls. Seems like a waste of time. Cool.
Please leave your message for.
All right, so.
Hang on, I gotta take a piss. Where's this sink at? Take a piss in the fucking sink here.
All right, we're calling Roxanne. This is the first one I ever. This is the first person I've ever borrowed a number from. I'm gonna refer to it as borrowing. I borrowed this number. Hi, I'm looking for Roxanne.
This is she.
Hi, Roxanne. This is Ryan Tolkien. I'm calling from the Pizza Hut.
Uh-huh.
Well, you've received your pizza, I take it, and it was everything was good?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, we had an incident at our store tonight, and I just wanted to I'm calling all the customers to that had pizzas that were ordered around that time. Nothing's wrong with your pizza, so don't worry there. I don't want to scare you. But we have a camera up, and we actually caught our janitor, our nighttime janitor, who comes in and cleans everything up. We caught him urinating in the sink. Now, it's totally on the opposite side of your pizza, so there's nothing wrong with it. But this is something that I feel is important enough, and I value you enough as a customer to inform you.
Okay,
so we apologize. I know this is not the call that you would hope for, and I'm going to compensate you for this problem. I'm going to actually – his name is Dwight. I'm going to go ahead and – Dwight, could you pick up on line two there? Dwight?
Yeah. What do you mean? Huh?
All right, Dwight, this is Roxanne, and first I need you as we discussed earlier, we have to now go through the customers that were had pizzas in service.
I got to apologize to this one too.
Yes. So I'd like you to apologize.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And Roxanne, you accept that apology?
That's fine. But what did you need from me?
Well, mainly we're just letting you know, and then we're going to compensate you. I'm actually going to compensate you. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to send Dwight over. He's a really good janitor. So we're going to go ahead and give you a free house cleaning. It's on the house. I insist.
I understand, but I am not interested in anything like that.
Roxanne, I insist.
You do whatever you need to do on your side.
Yes.
I appreciate the apology, but I don't need anything.
Roxanne,
I'll clean that fucking house from top to bottom, lady. No fucking problem.
I insist. He is the best.
I do not need anything like that. So please.
Do you need any kind of guard care?
First of all, I don't. I'm not exactly sure that you are from Pizza Hut.
I'm confused. So, why would that be?
Because the call sounds a little fishy to me.
It. Okay, what would I normally do if I catch an employee peeing in the sink?
You wouldn't call me to give me a free house cleaning. Why would you want to get in my house?
That is what we do. It's actually corporate policy, ma'am.
Okay, well, I guess I can call your corporate, you know, since this is something that you'd have to write him up.
Oh, he is written up, and he's actually been on last chance warning for the last 2 years. So this could lead to the final last chance warning. So, I mean, things on our end are getting handled, but I can't give away a free pizza because there was nothing wrong with your pizza, but I can send him over to your house to clean.
And I don't need anybody in my house. So,
hey, Roxanne, let me just ask you this, sweetie.
At this number.
Hey, Roxanne, would you turn on the red light?
You know what it says on my caller ID? It says he's calling from a Skype phone number. Pizza Hut do not call me from a Skype phone number.
You are wrong. We use Skype now because then we can call and it's free. Do you not know how Skype works?
It doesn't matter. Yes, I've got Skype and it doesn't matter. But Pizza Hut.
Hey, listen here. Lady, my first victim was that sink. The next victim was your front door.
Yep, Roxanne, I'm banning you from the pizza. You're no longer allowed at the pizza for stupid bitch reasons.
Call that fucking whore back. Dwight wants to have a one-on-one with her.
Roxanne? Oh, she is gone. Okay. Do you want me to call her back? She said call back not more than one more time, right?
Yeah, Dwight needs to have a fucking one-on-one with her.
All right, it's all you, Dwight. Oh, hold on.
Just a horse saying Roxanne don't have to turn on the red light.
Why wouldn't she believe that this is how Pizza Hut would handle this situation? I'm confused. A free house cleaning for my janitor pissing in the sink sounds like good corporate leadership.
You should have told her you can't write me up because I'm the owner's nephew or some shit, so this is the alternative.
I like to always act like we have such a lenient system that there's no way that we could fire you.
I write him up all the time, but all the write-ups, they just fucking disappear.
We're going to ban everybody. Everybody I talk to is getting banned from pizza. All right. She keeps fucking. All right. Anyways.
All right, you whore.
All right. That was Roxanne. All right. We can underline and italicize. All right. All right. Let's move on, shall we?
Well, we ain't calling the whore back or what?
I tried a couple of times.
Fuck.
I'll try one more.
Fucking bitch.
Just that 3-5 number, right?
Yeah. Bitch, bitch.
All right, we're trying again. She answers, it's all you. If she doesn't,
Was she taking off the hook?
I don't know.
But who doesn't have fucking call waiting?
And who? Well, she obviously has caller ID, and it works good. All right, we're going to call Candy. Do you think Candy's smarter than Roxanne?
I think we should tell Candy that the employee was spelling out like bad things in a pizza with the toppings, and we want to make sure she didn't get that.
I'm gonna call Candy and do a different one right now. Hold on a second.
We had a report that somebody said that spelled "fuck you" in the pepperoni.
I'm gonna do something, and I want to get because I was trying to get sound effects working today, and it's just I got to do it when I actually have time. But tell me what this sounds like. Does that sound loud?
No.
Okay, how about?
Whatever that was, it was loud.
Okay, perfect. That's all I need.
And yes, Candy, it could probably be a stripper, but it'd be Candy with a K and an I on the end. All no right. C and a Y.
All right, mute. I got this one.
Hi, this is Candy. Sorry, I missed your call.
Yeah, I'm sorry too. I'm calling you right back.
Thank you. Hi, this is Candy. Sorry, I missed your call.
Okay, I'm going to try Becky before I try to call Candy again.
Becky, look at her butt.
Well, that one's missing a one. I lost the one in there, or that one worked. Right. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. Harvey, 1 hour and 8 minutes till my bedtime. Let's wrap this up. What time is it on the fucking West Coast? It's like, but it's 4 hours, right? Or 3 hours? Okay. So Arby has to go to bed at 9? So he either has to get up earlier. He's a liar.
Have reached the voice mailbox of 2.
Oh, Becky. Alright. That's okay. No bad things will happen. Yes, go to the bathroom. You'll poop yourself. Okay, we're gonna try Candy again because I really think this is for a chick. Otherwise, I could try it on a guy, but I don't know. Come on, phone. Doing that thing where it doesn't dial. This is where I miss all the riffraff. Because normally when I'm trying to focus, the riffraff just keeps going. And now you guys have dead air, silence.
Hi, this is Candy. Sorry, I missed your call.
Oh, hello? Candy? Oh, sounded like she might have been bullshitting me, but well, I guess not. Okay. Well, fuck you, Candy. Jake, Dave, Corey. I don't know. We'll try fucking Corey, I guess. Why not? A businessman. All right, Corey, I'm moving on to Dave. For fuck's sakes, I'm going to need more pizza numbers. We can always just call people back and harass them.
Yeah, this is Dave. My phone's down. So if you need to get a hold of me, call me on my work cell, which is 407-570.
Okay. Can I give somebody an assignment? Enigma, can you do something for me? Do you have dial out?
I don't have anything.
Call back. Credit. You're good. Call back.
Call back, because I want to get that number.
Yeah, you're good. Call back.
Okay. You're going to turn it down or something?
Yeah, this is Dave. My phone's down, so if you need to get a hold of me, call me. Walking around this old and empty
house. To hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear. All right, perfect. All right, so...
Did you write that down? It went too fast.
Yeah, I got it. I just need this, the area code. All right, got it.
Wow, I was way off.
Oh, you got it right there. Good job, Sloth. Yeah, it's the same one I got. Good. Did you just turn it down, Sloth? Is that what you did? Or did you just not care? The Madhouse rules don't... Oh, okay. Good job. All right. Here we go. This is Dave, right? Okay.
Been forwarded an automatic voice message.
All right, we'll try one more time. If not, we're just having bad luck, and I'm gonna move away from pizzas for a little bit. Fuck, there goes my clock. Shit. On the clock, everybody, making its 11 o'clock appearance. So we'll bail on that one. Anyways, so we'll go ahead and...
Is your clock one of those ones you gotta wind up?
Yeah, I guess like a little key.
Yeah.
It's a really nice clock, and I guess it's worth like $500 or $600. We didn't buy it, we had it give it to us by my wife's parents, but it just drives me fucking crazy. I think if you're gonna have a clock that dings on the hour, it should ding once, and on the half an hour, it should ding once. Or you should have a clock that just doesn't ding.
Yeah, that shit does get annoying.
It does, especially when you're trying to do a fucking show. Or if, for example, it's in about 47 hours, the end of The Walking Dead will be gone, and I'll be going, wait, what the fuck are they saying? What? Ah, geez, fucking hate that clock. So
shoot that shit.
I can't. There's things that I have in this house that are for me, and there's things that I have in this house that are for my wife. So
draw a picture and hang the clock on the wall.
See, she knows this. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So here's, I got some, you know what? We're calling Rob back. We're calling computer guy back. You know why? Because this is just how it is. Because that's what we do. There's no such thing as harassment when it comes to this guy, because he is harassment. Sorry if that was loud, guys. Let's put my knives back. Do you have his other number? If you do, that would be awesome. And if you do, message it to me. I really wanted to get his mother-in-law on the phone and tell her about his extensive use of looking at mother-in-law porn and how she might want to worry about that. So what happens when you fuck with my friend? Random stupidity. All right. So anyways, he's not going to answer. All right. So I have some Craigslist ones here. Let's see. I do not. Damn it, man. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. So I got some Craigslist ads here. Somebody giving away free donkeys. I will haul your discards. So anything you want to throw away, I guess. Somebody who's has two pallets full of phone books. Two pallets with unused phone books. I don't know how you get your hands on that many. A phone card, like one of those old, you know, like payphone type of cards. The guy in his ad. Hold on, I'll read the ad. So I guess this can be like pick a path. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna read some options, and you guys pick a path. And then when you come to after 40 minutes of discussion, and you guys come to agreement, I will call this person. So it says basically, I'll go with the title: free $30 straight talk phone card. Basically, I bought this thinking it would work for my $45 a month plan. Obviously, it didn't. So the first text, first serve, and then gives his number. So I don't know for sure if he'll answer, but I think it'll be funny. Option two, free donkeys. Free fucking donkeys. Who gives away donkeys? Aren't those things worth money? I think they are. They're farm animals. No, and it's adorably cute. I'll share this with everybody. But free donkeys to a good, free to a good home donkeys. Two Jack and one baby donkey. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, this sounds like a call for definitely creepy Dwight when you do your creepy voice. Very nice hand raised. Hate to let them go, but too old to care for them. Oh, perfect. They're old people. Comes with food through a water bucket. Please, only someone has the time to spend with them. All right. You want to call donkeys? Me and you are calling donkeys. Gay Dwight?
Yeah, I need them for Mexican ditch fighting so we can joust.
Yes. We can go any direction you want with this. It might be late there, too, so that's perfect.
I want to breed the donkeys. Fuck yeah.
Thank you, Dabachi. I'll check it. Oh, shit. Dabachi gave me a bunch of numbers. Thank you, Dabachi.
This is Roy Stroud. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back with you.
Yeah. Hi, Mumbles. Hi, Mumbles. This is the fucking people who know how to speak. Yeah, anyways. Nah, fuck it. Let's call him back, right? We really want these donkeys.
Leave your number and I'll get back with you.
Yeah.
This is Roy Stroud. Leave your name and number. And
I can't understand that guy's name. Roy Stroud. This is Roy Stroud. Leave your name and number. That beep.
Hey, Sloth, let's burn that fucking JDF cell and see if we get one of them cocksuckers on the phone.
Hold on. Let's look at this one. Okay. All right. Let's look at this ad. Here, I'm going to post it in our chat, guys. Just so we can all look at this. All right. Oh, this one's been flagged and removed. What is this, my ad? I can't post ads anymore. So I have their number, though. So we're going to call about getting their junk. Oh, it's been removed. So I'm going to call, and I'm going to claim to be Craigslist. There we go. We might do that, guys. Give us I don't know. I'm not really in that circle. Maybe there's better places to use it, but if you guys want to use it here, we can.
No, we've been sitting on it long enough. We just need to belittle him.
Okay. Hi, I'm looking for who it was that placed the We'll Haul Your Discards ads on Craigslist.
Yes, just one moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Ryan Token. I'm actually calling from Craigslist. Did you place the I Will Haul Your Discards ads?
Yes.
Okay, I have gone ahead and polled it.
Okay.
Mainly because it sounds like, you know, this could be a, have you ever heard of the term wolf? I mean, you know, like a wolf, like somebody who hauls Mexicans across the border kind of thing?
Well, no, not really, but.
Okay. Is this one of those kind of operations? Cause your wording, it really sounded like your discards, you know, like. You know, the people that aren't important to you, you know, and so.
No. It's like for when people move out, you know, or get their PCS to a different town or something, and it's like when they're moving out of their home and things that they can't carry, what I do is I pick them up and then we, like, donate them to the missions or the.
Okay.
You know, for our Relay for Life team.
So this has nothing to do with smuggling Mexicans?
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Okay. Well, that's good. So it was pulled. For that reason, but because it was polled, I have to give you just a handful of questions here, and you just need to, you know, answer them as straightforward and honestly as you can, and then I can go ahead and put the ad back up, or, well, I could try. Sometimes our system doesn't work, so you just have to repost it. But right. So I'm gonna ask you some just basic questions, sir. Have you ever been convicted of a felony?
No.
Okay. Have you ever sold, used, or participated in any kind of drug activity?
No.
All right. If given the chance, basically you're in a situation, this is one of those, you got to pick a choice situations. So if given a chance and you were with an African-American, an atheist, and a Jew, and you had to pick one that would – you don't know these people, so there's no, you know, relationship with them. But you had to pick one, and that person would die. Which one would you pick?
I'd have to say myself.
Ooh, very bold. But that's very bold. I personally appreciate that answer. So from just man to man, that is a, that is probably the best answer I've ever heard. But you do have to pick one.
I would say the atheist.
Okay, and I just need a quick reason why?
I don't really have a reason why.
Okay, just because you had to pick one, right?
Because I had to, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. Okay, and also, have you ever been divorced?
Yes.
Okay, how many times?
Once.
Okay. Perfect, and a couple more here. Do you feel that the world is coming towards an end anytime soon? Like maybe, you know, within your lifetime or shortly thereafter?
No.
Okay. Perfect. There was a recent debate that was huge. Everybody watched it. I think it had – everybody was viewing it almost. And it was between Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and Ken Ham. Yeah, are you familiar with Ken Ham and his work with the Creationism Museum?
No.
Okay. Well, Ken Ham is the creator of the Creationism Museum, which basically says that the world is only like a few thousand years old, and man walked with dinosaurs and things like that. Versus Bill Nye, who his debate was the world is millions of years old. We don't even quite know exactly how old and how things were created. Who do you think won that debate?
No idea.
Okay, if you had to choose based on the breakdown I just gave you, which one would you consider to be correct?
I don't know. I wouldn't even want to guess. I could not guess.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough. I can. It won't let me NA it. You can either say Bill Nye or Ken Ham.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye. All right. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. And when you, sir, when you order, do you order out much with pizza?
No.
Okay. Have you ever ordered out with pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. And which, what is your, have you ever had Pizza Hut? And if so, what is your feeling about their food?
Yeah, and it's okay.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. What type of music do you listen to?
Southern rock.
Okay, Southern rock. All right. Would you consider Kid Rock, who is now considered himself a Southern rocker, would you consider him a true Southern rocker or a hack?
True Southern rocker.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay. And when it comes to football, do you think that helmets, improving the helmets is something that they should do? Or, you know, these guys, do you think these guys make enough money to where if they become mentally retarded, it's okay?
Improving the helmets is something they should do.
Okay, great, great. Do you have a, do you use a landline, a cell phone, or Skype?
Landline.
Okay, perfect. And how long have you had your landline?
3 months, 4 months.
Oh, that's it. Okay, okay. And have you ever owned a cell phone?
No.
Okay. And then these ones, these are, this is kind of the last category here. What is your sexual preference?
Female.
Okay, female. And what would you consider the ideal position for sexual intercourse?
Man, this is going a little bit too far, dude.
We're almost done, sir. It'll be just a minute, and then we can get your ad rate back up.
It's 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm actually West Coast, so I apologize for that.
And I have a heart condition.
Okay. Well, then you just relax. Relax. This is not intrusive in any way.
Take the fucking ad off Craigslist. I don't really give a fuck at this point in time. Right. I'm not continuing this, dude.
Sir, are you always an asshole to random people who call your house? Only two more questions. Sir? Sir, are you there? Sir?
You say we ain't got time for this shit.
Try calling him back and let me see if I can rile him. We got two more fucking questions there, pal.
I'm thinking that's a bad idea. He warned us about his heart condition. I really don't think that's a good idea. Because if he warned me about his heart condition, that means his blood pressure was probably raising and he doesn't like, you know what I mean?
Arby, a man who has never used a cell phone deserves a heart condition.
Dude, I had no fucking angle there at all. So I just thought I'd keep going until he was sick of it. I mean, most of those questions didn't have, I made him choose who he would kill.
Let's try JDF. Let's call that motherfucker.
Okay, all right.
I want to get one of them on the phone. If his wife answers, we can like talk shit to her until she gets pissed and puts him on the phone.
What's the game plan here? Okay,
just, I don't know.
Do you guys have a game plan, or you just say, "Hey JDF, fuck you, queer"?
Well, we've been sitting on his cell number since just before New Year's.
Okay. So what do you want to do with it? Because you pretty much have a pseudo celebrity's number here, right? A guy who was once on a show that was watched by some kids.
I do want to tell him the first episode of My Morphin Life fucking blows.
What is that?
He's got his own little YouTube fucking TV show or whatever he just did. I think he came out last night.
Want to call him as a fight promoter and see if he'll do a fist fight against George Zimmerman?
I was 25 seconds into the show, and he's like, "Is it My Morphin Life? Yeah!" And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm done with this.
So he was an MMA fighter, correct?
Yeah, he was a Power Ranger first, though.
No, that's what I mean, though. So he does have a martial arts background in his fall.
Yeah, I think he's like 3-0, 4-0 or something.
You know, I mean, I'm looking at angles here.
I wish we had Unk. Unk could call him and say he's JDF. Fucking go back and forth with him.
Well, what I was thinking was,
because did you see George Zimmerman put out, he must be going broke, but he put out a challenge to fist fight.
That was a publicity stunt. That's not going to happen.
Oh, that's stupid. What did you say?
Yeah, the guy that was going to back the fight, like put up all the cash to make it happen, was getting a bunch of fucking hate mail.
Oh, so he backed out?
Father's like, George Zimmerman is not a celebrity. It was supposed to be a celebrity type thing. Like DMX was going to fight him.
That is hilarious that DMX is going to fight him. Well, you know, the good thing is for once in all, we could actually solve this racist thing with one fight against a black and a Mexican white guy. You know, we could just let them fight. That'll take care of all the years of slavery, all the years of BET.
I don't think he was the only one, too. I think there was like three other ones that were going to fight him.
Yeah.
They should all just go jump him.
Who was it, the gang? Wanted to fight him or T.I., one of those two.
You know, it would be really hilarious if, you know, game these big and hardcore, DMX. If these big hardcore gangsters went to go fight him, and then he just kicks the fucking shit out.
DMX says he was going to, like, fuck him up real bad, that he was going to whip his dick out and piss on him and shit like that. Really?
He would, too.
I believe it.
He probably learned those moves while he was in prison himself.
Fucking. It's so strange that that was going to be a thing. It doesn't make any sense.
But yeah, I think we could just kind of feel it out. I mean, it's probably 90% chance they're not going to pick up.
All right, let's call them right now.
This time of night, they seem not to.
You lead.
All right.
Whatever you want to do.
I'm the president of the JDF fucking camp. That's his wife right there leaving the voicemail.
Okay. So that's his wife's cell phone or his?
She claimed it's both of theirs, that they share it.
Who the fuck shares a phone?
Well, apparently JDF's out banging groupies on these fucking tours and stuff, and it's her way to have a phone.
It's her, yeah, because I mean, with his green stripe or whatever the fuck.
Was I don't know if Nova's around. He would know if JDF's out doing a convention this weekend or not.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's how we got the phone number to begin with.
Can't slimmer the Zimmer. Good one, George. Maybe that's George Zimmerman. Maybe he's a fan the whole time of the fucking Madhouse. That'd be awesome. All right. So the discard guy's all done. That was fun. All right. This is the telephone book. Wait till you guys. I'm not going to put it in the chat room because there's a number there and I don't want to get kicked. I know Enigma or MST will have to kick me because that's the rules. And then I just signed back in.
No, I won't kick you. I did that the last time just to be funny.
And I was drunk and it ruined everything. I think it made me – no, I didn't hang up on the show. I did other stuff. But look at that. Look at all those phone books. What is
– could be a company that probably handed them out that went out of business.
Yeah, but who the hell wants that many phone – what are we going to use – first of all, why do we need those phone books if we're going to claim we need them? That doesn't make any sense why anybody would want those phone books.
Yeah. Burn them, maybe?
Yeah, but that's the ideal situation. Like, that's why somebody would really want them. Why do we want them?
I want them because I want to spank my old lady's ass with them while we're having sex.
You could tell them that you're, I don't know.
Because they're still in bundles. I got it. I know what I'm going to do. All right. They're still in bundles. So just so you guys know, these phone books are in like bundles of 10 that are plastic wrap. So just think if you hit somebody in the fucking head with those, right? It's going to cost damage. You're going
to use them for padding in a jousting match?
I'm thinking fucking freeway overpass on the oncoming cars.
I'm not going to say that because I can't get kicked. I've had too many warnings about that, but I can be Border Patrol. We're going to use them and fire those fuckers at Mexicans.
You have reached Jerry Lambert.
Oh, that guy will love the fact I'm firing him at Mexicans. call him back. And I don't know if he'll answer, but I'll try twice. I think it's the thing we do.
You've reached Jerry Lambert.
All right. Fuck it. We're not firing phone books at Mexicans. All right. We have that card. Oh, here's one. I like this one. Tell me what you think of this one. I'm going to post this one. Bloop, bleep. All right. There we go, guys. So basically, this one says, free space to put yard sales up. Southwest Phoenix. So the good thing is it's not too late. Come out and set up your stuff. We have lots of traffic off of 40th Avenue and Buckeye Road. I guess number. So basically, we can call and say we want to set up some shit, right? What do you think, Lux? Or what do you think, Lux? Lux ain't even around. What do you think, Ken? Dwight? All right, we're going to sit here and wait for Dwight, everybody. He has to answer my question. Dwight.
Show is on a pause.
Wait a minute, what? Dwight.
Oh, let me reboot for you, Dwight. No, I'm just kidding. So I have this ad here. You see the link? See that fancy link? Free space to put your yard sale up. Southwest Phoenix. Come out, set up your stuff. We have traffic. We have a lot of traffic off of 40th Avenue and Buckeye Road. So, and there's some pictures there. Ooh, and there's a sign that says buckets $1. And so, you know, there's even some shit like that. So there's, what do you want to sell? Oh, we're going to free space to have JD fucking F come out and do some autographs. We're gonna sell.
He's down on his fucking luck. He's gonna come out here to this shithole and do some fucking spin kicks and.
Yeah, no, but we have to promote something. But we got JD fucking F coming out. He's gonna throw some spin kicks, maybe chop a board in half. But what are we selling? All right, let's ask the room. I don't know. The room hasn't chimed in a while.
But I think to have a monopoly on the fucking the sale spaces. We're going to have JDF over there fucking karate chopping other tables in half and kicking their shit.
Yeah, we're gonna need at least a 40 by 40 area for JDF's martial arts display. And we're gonna hold some cage fights. Okay, I think we got this. We're just trying to sell some of my old stuff. I have Yeah, if Arby wants on, I don't care. Get on, Arby. I'm more than happy to have Arby on. I retired. He retired like 6 times since last year.
That is nice that you allow a retard to sit at the table and eat with you.
Okay. All right, so let's not pump it up until we know somebody's actually going to fucking answer, for Christ's sakes. The good thing is this is in Phoenix, so it's not too late there. No, it's getting there, but it's not too late. All right. There we go.
I'm going to sell my sex toys.
I'm going to start out by just saying we have some – we'll both be in it on this one.
Okay? I got an abundance of cock rings I need to get rid of.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I was calling about your Craigslist ad.
I have a couple on there. What are you calling about?
There's some free spots for yard sales.
Yes.
Excellent. Because I basically have some stuff I wanted to get rid of. You know, I have some suits. I have, you know, some old dishes and a couch and, you know, just some other random objects. But I actually got you know, is how much space, you know, is the free space?
Well, usually
somebody doing burnouts in the background. I keep hearing. Oh, it's your children. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought somebody was burning their tires or something.
No, it's just kids.
Okay.
It's about the same.
Okay. So, wow, this is insane. How many you got? Sounds like a schoolyard.
Well, I have about three kids with me right now. So.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. I'm just being silly. So, yeah.
But you're welcome. Both of us come out. I've had a few calls.
How much space do you think I can get?
Well, we have marked 10x10 spaces, but if you know you need more, obviously there's no problem with that as long as. The other people coming out, they have room.
Here's the scenario, okay? Back in college, I was friends. Do you know who JDF is?
No.
Okay. You guys. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna get JDF on the phone right now. JD. You there?
Hey. How you doing?
All right, ma'am. This is JDF. Do you remember the show Power Rangers? I don't know how old you are. Do you remember the show Power Rangers?
Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yes.
JDF, the Green Ranger. He became the White Ranger, but Green Ranger.
Oh, I never followed it, but okay. I knew what the Power Rangers were.
Okay, well, he's my buddy. We went to college together. Uh-huh. JD, he's gonna come out, and we're actually gonna promote this a little bit. So he's gonna come out, and he's to help attract people, to help sell my suits and my silverwares and my couch and stuff. And so I'm gonna have him come out and. And he's going to do, some martial arts displays. So
martial arts displays?
Yeah, because he's actually a professional martial artist. I mean, that's what got him onto the Power Rangers. Right. And he still has a pretty good following. I mean, you can look at his fan page and everything. There's a good amount of people. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so I'm going to need about a 40x40 area for him to do, some spin kicks and, jump around and, do some, different punches and stuff. And maybe we'll have him break some boards. It should really drag out some attendance.
Right.
So I'm going
to
need.
Well, you're more than welcome to come down and look at the space and look at the area and see if it's conducive to something that. Well, of that nature.
Well, no matter what, I think even if JD, could you settle for a 20x20 if need be?
I may have to compact it a little bit, but I'm not going to be responsible if I overshoot some of my kicks and fucking split somebody's table in half. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So if you could give us a 40x40, that's perfect. But I mean, if it's less, maybe he can throw, maybe he'll not throw a dragon kick or something, So, but I mean, this is going to be big. I mean, I was going to do it in my front yard, but
okay,
I think if we do this as like a group thing and we have JDF there, so we can actually advertise JDF here this Saturday, kind of thing, and uh-huh. I think we can pull in a big crowd. I might even Is it okay if I bring my, if I cook some hot dogs or some elephant ears and things like that? Because there's a chance to make some money there.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Okay, perfect. So how big is the whole lot?
Well, it's kind of broken up into space, but I think you'll have I have one area in mind that's perfect. It's a big concrete slab, and it's nice and even ground there. And
nice.
It's quite large.
Nice. Okay, that sounds perfect. JDF, I mean that you've done lots of work on concrete before, right?
Yeah, lots of work, but I really gotta inform this lady. If she doesn't tell those kids to shut the fuck up, I'm gonna spin kick them in the throat.
Okay, JDF's a little bit of aggressive, but hey, he's JDF. You just gotta. She gone that quick?
Yeah, she hung up that quick. I'm sorry, I couldn't take the screaming. Like it was fucking making my fucking head explode.
I know. Yeah, fucking A. Oh, well, that was fun.
Just call her back and just be like, we got disconnected.
Yeah, ma'am.
I don't know. What's the matter?
Yeah. Ma'am, I'm afraid we got disconnected. She's probably going to yell at me. This will be fun.
Tell her you got rid of me. Tell her you sent me to the store.
Yeah.
You have reached Jesse. I can't have the phone right now, so leave a name and number.
Okay, I'll call you right back, Jesse. I think she's home now. Get out of my cup, cat. Punch in the nose. I'll just leave a message.
You have reached Jesse. I can't come to the phone right now, so leave a name and number. I'll call you back.
Hi, Jesse. It's Ryan. We must have got disconnected. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe your phone died. I'm not sure. Well, anyways, we're just going to show up then. It sounds like we had a deal. Just make sure you get that 40 by 40 area. Jason David Franks will be down there, and he's going to be throwing some insane spin kicks. Now that I think about it, you know what I really want to do? I'm going to go ahead and hold a cage fight there because JDF has actually been looking for a celebrity fight, and DMX has agreed to it. DMX said that he'll kick his ass and piss all over him. So we're going to go ahead and hold a cage fight there. So we'll be there. So just be looking out for us. We'll be the one with the entourage, and you'll see some guys carrying some guns. That's just the security that we
It's heard. Morphin time, bitch.
Yeah, it's morphin time. See you then. Now,
she gave me kind of a little giggle when I told her I'm not responsible if I overshoot a couple of my kicks and fucking split some tables.
She did. She thought that was funny. Now let me intervene if I can here for a second. So I stepped over the line when I said I was throwing spin kicks in a store. You're just trying to kick some kids in the face, and nobody said a word.
It's because they were screaming like a bunch of fucking retards.
Hey, guys, is it because I'm black? Is that why? You guys are mad at me because I'm black, so I can't get away with this stuff that
it's definitely because you're black.
Yeah, this is bullshit. Just because I'm black, I can't go ahead and claim that I did crimes in a store that were never committed, but it's okay for Dwight to threaten to spin kick children in the face.
I'm going to fucking kick them right in the square of the throat.
Oh, double standards, god damn it.
See how much they're yelling after that.
Justice for Trayvon, motherfuckers.
Ooh.
Dude, did you guys see some of the news stories for that shit in the Ukraine? I can't believe the stuff they're showing on the news. I actually turned it. I was sitting there watching the news, you know, and a lot of times they don't show, you know, maybe they're just trying to compete with the internet. I don't know. And I kind of say, okay, I give you credit. You're showing reality in the reality way. There was these guys and they're all gathered around with shields, you know, and they got sticks and shields, right? And so they're gathered with these shields and they got these little army helmets on and they're showing them get shot in the head and fall down, die. And I'm going, they would, you know, 5-10 years ago, this would never be on TV. But all I can think of is ABC. That's what it was. It was ABC News, too. All I was thinking is they're trying to compete with the internet, because if they don't show it, the internet websites are definitely going to show it. You know what I mean? Because if there was no way in hell they were going to show that before. No, it wasn't rubber bullets, man. It was fucking snipers. It was snipers shooting people in the head. You even seen one guy, like, he got hit and it must went through his body, and he's holding where it came out and went flying out, because they kind of like were packing together almost like Romans, you know, with the shields buckled into them. And the snipers, man, this one guy, you know he died. This is how I know he died. Like the other people, they probably died, but this guy, I know he died, because when he got hit, he went straight down limp. That's what happens with a headshot.
You don't go like that one guy got shot in the nut.
Yeah. Yeah, he was kind of grabbing. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. You know, they showed a guy be executed on TV, and I was like, holy fuck, man. Yeah, I know you can watch it live. It's just, yeah, I was blown away by it. You know, at the same time, you get that mixed feeling, okay, they're showing reality, right? They're not trying to sugarcoat anything. This is it. But I don't know if ABC fucking 6 o'clock spots the time to show execution like that, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of early to be showing that shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe I'm just becoming a parent now that, you know, my son's, like, pushing out two. But, you know, when I was a kid, they definitely wouldn't have shown people dying on the news that, you know.
It's kind of fucked up that they show that, but they don't allow swearing.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're exactly right. It goes, or, you know, they'll show that, but, you know, you can't show titties.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. You know, tits aren't even, you know, we make them a sexual thing. Actually, they're an organ for feeding babies. But, you know, this is, oh, we will never stand for that. But, hey, watch that guy just fucking die on television, you know. And it's – I actually turned it. I was like, man, I just can't watch people die. It used to take the internet, like back in the early 2000s. I can remember – anybody remembers styleproject.com, but – Style Project used to have a lot of weird shit on it, and I'll never forget watching it with some Arabic country. This fucking guy, and he had a sign around, he had him blindfolded and a sign around his neck, and they were dragging him out in the streets, right? And I don't know what he did. Maybe he was a fucking child rapist and he had this coming, or maybe he fucking forgot to say one line out of the Quran. I don't know, you know. But this video was basically this dude. They were shooting him with a – they threw him on the ground and they're shooting him with a pistol, except for they were like putting it up next to his face and blowing off pieces of his face and not his brain. So they weren't even – it wasn't even like that. That shit stuck in my head. And now the TV is starting to get to that point where I used to have to go to fucking disgusting websites to see shit like that. And I didn't want to see it, but you know, it burns in my head. Now I'm never going to forget seeing that guy drop like that. It's like, Jesus Christ. So anyways, that's just me going, what the fuck? So, anyways, where can I see this video? I'm sure it's out there. Type in Ukraine guy gets sniped in the head. I guarantee it'll pop up. Because that was a headshot like a motherfucker, man. He was in his pack, and all of a sudden, he just drops right next to his buddies. You know, it was not nothing I want to see. There you go. Somebody's posting it.
Yeah, there's a link there if you want to see it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's I warn you, it's pretty gruesome. In all honesty, I think those freedom fighters are fighting for the right cause. You know, they're actually fighting because they want to be more like Europe and less like Russia, because Russia is all awesome and stuff. And their fucking corrupt ass government basically saying, no, we want to be like Russia, which, oh, you want to be fucking poor.
There's a lot of civil wars going on right now.
There really are, isn't there? Yeah, there really it's. It's really become
– shit's getting real out there.
Yeah. It's become a time where, you know, maybe the guy who got shot in the head, maybe in the future, you know, he's viewed as like the super great hero that helped turn around the world. But, you know, I mean, it's sad to see that on television. It's you know, it's kind of interesting that in this country, you know, you have these big protests and it's a big fucking deal when a bunch of goddamn hippies go and say we hate 1%ers and then go stand next to fucking Kanye West and oh, what's that fucking – who started that rap company, that early ass rap company? Run DMC's fucking brother. God damn it.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. But anyways, he – The fucking people who were protesting on Wall Street, they were bitching about 1%ers and then standing next to those guys. It's like, dude, do you guys – yeah, Russell Simmons. Do you guys know how much Russell Simmons is worth? He's worth $600 million. He's more than a 1%er. He's like a 0.0001%er. And, you know, then, you know, and he does make money off of Russell Simmons credit cards. You can get Russell Simmons credit cards. So he's out there bitching at fucking banks and he makes money the same way they do. Anyways, I was just in our country. It's kind of funny that is standing up for your rights. And meanwhile, you know, you look, like you said, all the civil wars going on right now. So it ain't so bad here. You goddamn hippies, chill out. Yes, there is corruption and there always will be. Yeah, that's my fucking soapbox. Before I move on to another call, though, if Band's listening still, if you want to throw up that link to that cool fucking Pokemon thing. So there's this Pokemon thing that Twitch, I'm sure you guys all know what Twitch is. Twitch started this Pokemon thing, and it's like a Game Boy one. So it's like a built-in Game Boy game. And they've had up to 100,000 players at one point. And basically what you do is you go there and you play. You can actually play. Now, this isn't 100,000 people playing against each other. This is one game playing, and everybody can go in there and start pushing buttons and trying to make things happen. And, of course, there's a bunch of trolls in there that are trying to make bad things happen. And they're actually – I guess they're making progress. Like they're slowly moving along in the game. And so it's like a bunch of people playing one game, which is like a crazy ass social experience. It's like if everybody had a steering wheel, but they were driving one car. It's fucking weird. But anyways, I watched it. It's kind of boring to watch, but it's a really interesting concept that nobody's ever tried before. But I guess there's a bunch of, you know.
How are they trolling? Just going in there hacking or something?
No, they go in there and they try to like make you do things that Like, I kept watching this one guy. Like, there's all these people doing things, and somebody kept trying to make it go to exit game. And, you know, and they probably try to do, like, pass instead of do a move, so you get hit without doing anything.
So, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't know how the hell it works when, because when I was looking at it, it was like 78,000 people playing, but my buddy told me I got up to 100. So 100 people basically fighting over one joystick. Yeah, they actually made significant process or progress. That's awesome. So, yeah, anyways. All right, let's move on. I just wanted to share that with everybody because I was seeing it yesterday and it looked fucking sweet. All right, so we just did that one. So we talked to her and we can get rid of that. You know what? I'm going to look at some of the numbers that Tabachi sent me just to see what we have here. So... Tabachi, what kind of numbers are these? I see names, addresses, and phone numbers, but I don't know, like, are they just random people? Is Tabachi listening? I don't know. We can cold call on these people, but I don't see. Now we'll do another one and we'll give Tabachi a chance to answer. Just because if there's a subject to these, cool. If there's just numbers, that's cool too. I mean, we can just do whatever. But all right, so let's okay, we're gonna try computer guy again. Why? Because he harasses my friend. So I guess execution of the week has now replaced prank of the week. So, well, I guess the guy was in a technical war, so it's not truly an execution, but it looked like one. The guy was huddled with a stick behind a shield. Some cavemen fighting fucking snipers. Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob.
Don't worry about it.
Rob. Rob? Okay, we're calling back. That number's back on. Don't worry about it. Just hang up. Rob, I need a cab. I know he's a cab driver. Okay. I don't think we're going to get any more mileage out of him. Okay. Did Tabachi answer? I wasn't paying attention. He didn't answer. No. It doesn't look like it, does it? Oh, well. Okay. So, Ken, you there? Dwight?
Yep.
All right. What do we want to try? I've gone... We have that prepaid card. You want to try that?
What's a prepaid card all about?
Let me throw up that ad. And then after that, I'm back to pizza numbers.
Ooh.
So, and I don't even have that many more of those. I'm trying to wonder how the hell I'm going to pull off another hour and 15 minutes. Oh, don't want to dump that in the room. Yeah. Smart guy. All right. So there's the ad. It's the guy bought the wrong card. Basically, and it's first tech, first serve. So I don't even know if they're going to answer, but
yeah, we can attempt something.
All right. Do you want to take the lead? Do you get any ideas?
I don't, but I basically think I could probably try to. What does he want? $30 for this? Probably just trying to recoup his money.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck him. I'll give him about 10.
He might have already gotten rid of it, too. Who knows?
Oh, it's free stuff. He listed on her free. All right, he's going to give it to me.
It's true.
Hello?
Hey, you doing? I'm calling about the card. I need the card.
No, somebody already got it about 2 days ago. I'm sorry.
Well, I need another card then, because you left it up, and that's you're pulling a fucking bait and switch on me.
Dude, what?
You trying to pull a fucking bait and switch on me? Is that what we're doing here, pal?
What are you talking about?
Your ad. It's still up on the Craigslist, so it says you still
got it. Yeah, I need to take it off. I need to get on the computer.
Yeah, well, you should have thought about that 2 days ago, so dude, you're gonna have to compensate me.
Why the fuck are you getting mad, dude? It's a fucking ad.
It's because you're fucking baiting and switching me. You're trying to call me, probably trying to get me to call for some homo shit.
What?
Yeah, I know
dude,
how
you're prank calling me.
Nah, I know how you're
you
fucking
prank calling me.
I'm a Christian, sir. I don't fucking prank call.
You don't fucking prank call.
I don't do that.
You're a fucking Christian.
Hey, don't be saying that shit. Don't be saying fucking Christian to me, pal.
You just said fucking Christian, all right, man?
I don't recollect.
All right, recollect. Goodbye.
Fuck you.
Sometimes those quick and aggressive ones are pretty good, huh?
What are you getting all mad for?
Yeah, what are you getting all mad for? It's just an ad.
Asshole.
Oh, you're pretty good at being aggressive. That's a good. You're good at that. I enjoy it. That's gay. Prank calls? I don't fucking prank call. I'm a fucking Christian. Oh, you're a fucking Christian, so you don't fucking prank call.
Don't say fucking Christian to me, pal. You just did. I don't recollect.
I don't recollect. That was funny.
He fucks everyone up. I don't prank call. I'm a Christian.
I don't prank call. I don't prank call. I worship Satan. See how, try that one next time. See how it works. Okay, so we can get rid of that.
Nobody, Satan condones this type of behavior.
Nobody answered for the toll. Yeah, so I'm on a lot of, I should have looked at more Craigslist, but I thought I would. Okay. Let's see. Here's one pizza. This is. Do you want to do a pizza? I gotta take a piss, so I'm trying to buy.
Yeah, I'll do a pizza.
Okay. This is Corey, and he had a carry out.
Okay. Yeah, what Corey?
But this is hours. This is many hours ago, so you might want to just keep that in mind. Tell him the. Oh, I got it. Tell him the store has been locked down by the NSA. Because possible terrorist attack, so you may want to go to the hospital. No, don't tell them that. All right.
The CIA is in here yelling about a microchip. Did he come with your pizza?
Yeah, you can ask him and tell him you had to take out your what are those cards called in phones?
You know, SIM card. Yeah,
tell him your wife came in. And she wanted to look at your phone, so you hurried up. You didn't want her to find your girlfriends and shit, so you hurried up and took the SIM card out and then just threw it down, and it landed in the dough. You guys ate my SIM card. Did you guys find my SIM card, or did you eat it? So, here.
So he had a delivery, or you say it was a carry-out?
Carry-out. His name's Corey. I got to go piss as soon as he answers.
We're either out of the office or on another line. Please leave your name and your number.
Out of the office? Fuck you.
All right. Let me try one more. Oh, Jackson. We haven't called him. So this is Jackson Delivery. Again, many hours ago. Maybe tried the SIM card thing. I don't know. That's kind of funny. You ate my SIM card. Could you at least keep your shit in for the next few days? In a plastic bag and bring it up to me.
I'm going to need him to put a strainer like you strain out spaghetti in your toilet.
Okay. Yeah, it's so stupid it might work.
Need you to put a colander in there?
Keep moist by Jackie Land. Sloppy, dirty whore. Jackson, get you, didn't catch him.
Please leave your message.
Call him back.
Ooh. Ice Goose, you're a piece of shit.
Hello?
Good evening. Is this Jackson?
Yes.
Hi, Jackson. This is Donald. I'm from the Pizza Hut. How are you tonight?
Oh, fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. The reason I'm calling tonight is we had an issue with one of our employees earlier. And this was actually an employee that delivered your pizza.
Uh-huh.
Did you notice any type of issues with your pizza? Did it taste fine?
Yeah, it did.
Tasted fine? Okay. We had him come back tonight and recently discussed his displeasure for working for our company and let us know that he's been slowly making his way around to our customers and in a way pranking them.
Oh, really?
Dwight came back to the house, or I'm sorry, the Pizza Hut tonight and informed us that he urinated on your front door.
Right. Okay, I don't know.
It's disturbing news. He also told me, what color is your car?
What color is my car?
Yes.
And the pickup is gray.
The gray pickup, Jesus. All right. When you go out there, the next time you go in your vehicle, don't grab the handle with your hand. He defecated in his hand and wiped it on your vehicle.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. We went ahead and let him go tonight because, like you said, he informed us that he urinated on your front door and then wiped human feces on your truck handle.
All right. And
what I'd like to do is try to make this up to you and maybe put a note on the account where we can get a couple free pizzas out to you.
Yes. I just can't believe anybody would do something like that. I mean,
this guy is, he's insane. He actually, hang on. I just got a voicemail from this guy. Hang on a second. Hang on. It's pertaining to you. I'm going to put it on speakerphone here. Hang on.
Okay.
Hey, you tell that fucking guy once you give him a call that I shit on his fucking shit for fun, that cocksucker motherfucker. Oh, that's
okay.
That's pretty much all he said. I mean, he basically said he was going to go work for Domino's, but I'm not giving him any type of glowing review or anything like that. They call me. He better just move on to the next place.
You want to stop by tomorrow and talk with me?
To talk with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you mind taking a look out on your front door and just going out and looking at your truck and verifying?
I did.
Don't touch anything.
I did while we're talking. Yeah, I don't see anything, but I'll have to wash my pickup tomorrow.
Right, because he said he wiped human feces on the door handle. He may have shit in the bed of the truck. I don't know. I'm sorry for my language also.
Yeah. No, this is fine. This is fine. What was your name again?
My name's Donald.
Donald? Are you the manager there? Or?
I am.
Okay.
Last name's Schmiegel if you need it.
You want to spell it for me?
Yeah, sure. It's S-H-M-E-G-I-E-L.
C-I-N-E-L. Okay. All right. Well, Donald, I appreciate you calling me. Let me know.
And that's no problem. I would also check your mailbox because this is also another one of his tactics.
Okay.
I'd hate for you to get mailed tomorrow and, you know, you got your bills in there, you're getting your paycheck and there's, you know, feces or jizz inside there.
Yeah, if you would. Yeah, I'll stop by tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd recommend washing that truck twice.
Yeah, okay. I will, but I'll be here all day tomorrow. So
okay, no problem. One other question: how many fingers?
How many what?
How many fingers?
I guess I don't understand it. How many
fingers can you fit in your asshole?
Oh, I don't know. Why?
I don't know. I was just wondering. Take a guess, like your best guess.
I don't know. What does it have to do with anything?
It's just for our records. It's actually a requirement on our paperwork that I'm filling out.
What the hell is going on?
It's a standard question, sir. I don't know why you're upset.
I don't know what kind of a question that would be or why.
I'm not from corporate. I don't make up the questionnaire or any of the paperwork. I mean, really, if you want to know what it's all about, I'm a homo with a boner.
You're what?
I'm a homo and I have a boner.
Man, this is getting unreal. Don't call me back again. Do you understand me?
Is that a threat? I'll call you back 6 more times.
Dude, you're on your game tonight.
Really Ken, good. You were actually calm on that one.
Yeah, that was great. That was funny, and you're quick to read, you know, what people are writing. Dude, Ice Cream, that was great. When he says, what's this all about? I'm a homo with a boner.
I'm surprised he didn't get more bad about the. He's like, well, what's this got to do with anything?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's just a standard question, sir.
That really did work out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad that one was good. I got like an hour left of what I usually do for a show, and I have like one fucking number. So that was Jackson, right?
I can start looking up numbers, buddy.
Hey, no, somebody hey, called. Call
Goose,
back.
Goose, call. I did pizzas today. I got numbers.
Yeah, no, I got a little bit behind on.
Hey, no, but I did it. I got 4 of them on my own. I'd never done it before.
Oh, shit.
Giad, call him back and tell him that was Dwight that called him.
No, that's not a bad angle, because before you went all crazy on him, what I was thinking about doing is calling him back and going, why did you narc on me? You just cost me my job.
Call back and apologize and say Dwight.
You want to call as the manager and just say you just caught Dwight, the delivery driver, doing prank phone calls?
Oh, I'm sure he'll know my voice because I did Dwight.
No, I'm saying Ice Goose.
I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Ice Goose, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
So, all right, we'll give that. Hold on. Find that fucking number. Yeah, that has to be it.
Don't call me back. I'm calling 6 more times.
Yeah. All right. This is it, I think. Let me just check. Yeah, that's it. His name's Jackson.
Please leave your message for 20.
All right, well, that was a bust. I got a number here, though.
One more time will be the third time.
You want to try one more? All right, we'll just try it one more, but yeah, it's probably not going to answer.
I'm a homo with a boner.
Brilliant line. That's my certain.
So is he going to keep calling?
Hello? Hello, is this Mr. Jackson? Oh. Okay.
All right, we're going
to
try.
Sounds like his old lady's about ready to get on and handle some business.
Yeah. I think they wanted to talk, but they forgot how to use a phone because it isn't one of those old crank ones from the 20s.
Yeah. Definitely.
They're waiting. They were trying to call Klondike 7692.
Please leave your message for 20.
You're done. All right, call that one. We'll change it up a little bit.
All right. There you go. Hey, by the way, Carlito did an early show on Thursday. It was fucking brilliant, man. So sometimes he is so on. It killed me.
You have reached the voicemail box.
I'll call it back. He was doing this shit where he had this lady on about making a sign, and then he started jumping to other fucking calls and having her on. At one point, he had 3 people on, and he was acting like he was putting together conference calls, like he was a business that put together conference calls, and they had to handle the contract.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the puppies.
I have puppies at 350. If you're reading an ad that I have free dogs, some niggas making fake ads with my number.
Oh.
And I'm getting sick of people calling me.
Listen, bitch. I'm the one that put the number on there. How do you like it? Huh? How do you like it?
Well, you know what? Why are you doing that?
Because it's funny.
It's funny?
Yeah. You like that shit? You like getting a bunch of calls about puppies?
I would like to slash your kid's fucking throat. That's what I would like to do.
You want to do what?
She wants to cut your kid's throat. You are.
I don't have kids.
Well, what goes virgin. Around comes around. Just remember that.
No, I'm a virgin.
Ma'am.
Okay, that's good. Ma'am, so remember like... what goes around comes around. Ma'am. Karma, remember that.
Ma'am, would you like to have sex tonight? You sound aggressive.
Nope, remember what goes around comes around.
Would you like to take my virginity?
I will do you in an Arby's bathroom. Hey, whore, I will do you in an Arby's bathroom if that's cool.
You're making karma for yourself. What goes around comes around.
Ma'am, will you take my virginity?
You're wrong, because I won the lottery today, and then I won it last week. And the thing is I beat up homeless people on the weekends. So I'm doing pretty good for karma.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. How many fingers can you stick in your butt?
And will you eat jelly off of Dwight's asshole?
It's mandatory.
Yeah, listen to your bitch.
I should be saying how you're going to tell the cops this too when they're going to contact you.
Shut up, bitch. I'm trying to make a point here.
What you say?
I'm going to buy every one of those dogs and I'm going to sell them to a Chinese joint so they can cut them up and eat them. We'll have some fucking dog ribs.
You're sick and evil. I wish you had kids like to slash their thumbs right in front of you.
Let me tell you something.
Ma'am, what you say is irrelevant.
That's funny. Me wanting to eat dogs is sick and evil, but you'll cut a kid's throat. Good thinking there, baby.
A kid who didn't do
that. Ma'am, this is CVS.
Apparently, the medication we gave you was the wrong stuff because you're still crazy as shit.
Listen, baby, I'm going to...
Giving someone's phone number out. Whatever, people can tell us. Listen, lady.
I know you're about it.
I'm going to spin kick you right in the uterus.
Ma'am, have you ever thought about going back to college? Because there's this great college that we could go ahead and put you through. You know, the
And obviously I was wrong. What are you saying? I was just in the middle of making an ad directed to the person that's giving my number out. And I wrote to you niggers, but I wasn't 100% sure that black, but for me, a nigger isn't necessarily black. It's someone that's stupid and ghetto.
Don't say niggers.
And, like, just has a bunch of time to waste, like just playing games. That's what a nigger is for me, whether it's white or black.
Hey. You stop it, bitch. Hey, don't say the N-word again, you slut.
Why not?
Because you're a stupid cunt, and I don't want to hear that kind of language.
Oh, well, nigger.
Oh.
Go make some kids.
Oh.
I want them to get their throat slashed.
You racist cunt.
The minute they're born.
You racist twat.
How many jars of peanut butter do you go through with those dogs?
My dog eats steak, chicken, dinner,
Do you spread peanut butter on your vagina?
Is that what you call your pussy?
Maybe come over there and maybe you could touch me and I could touch you and we could just forget about this whole thing.
Yes, we'll hire him to come over and fuck a baby into you and you can cut its own throat.
You could take my virginity. That would be real nice.
Yeah, it sounds like you're having fun.
I'm having a lot of fun.
What is your pussy's word? What is your pussy's pet name?
Hey, Samoan bitch, are you still there?
She's Samoan.
She's watching Sesame Street.
What goes around comes around.
Are you watching Sesame Street, ma'am?
Are you going to call us and tell us about our penises and vaginas?
Don't worry, one day you'll have kids and some niggas going to slash your throat right in front of you.
Don't you put that curse on me.
Yeah, what's up with you and cutting kids' throats?
You think it's funny? Horrible like that happens to you, remember this.
You were just a fucking sunshine and rainbows, aren't you?
It's gonna happen to you. It's gonna happen to you. You think I was just on people before and the old bitch died right in front of my house in the canal. She crashed her car.
Is that because you fucking so killed them? Did you cut their brake lines because you're a crazy fucking bitch?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Because it sounds kind of suspicious.
Because I was just on her nonstop and it happened.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around. You'll see.
I'm willing to bet if this lady were to sit on a baseball bat, she would slide all the way down.
Well, you know.
Is that fact or fiction, ma'am?
Fat end first.
Ma'am, if you keep...
Something's going to happen to someone in your family.
If you keep this up, I'm going to take away your food stamps.
And your jokes are going to get slashed.
You come slash my tires.
Do it.
She has like this real big fetish with cutting kids' throats. I'm pretty sure she's a murderer.
We should hook her up with Matt. She's into blood play.
Yeah, she is into blood play.
I think she's going through withdrawal from speed.
Ma'am, it's not our fault that you couldn't get crack tonight.
Well, she's mad. She missed a 5 o'clock free crack giveaway.
Whatever you say, I don't do crack.
Are you, like, currently using a Hooked on Phonics system?
No.
You should. Hooked on Phonics, like Paul Meek. You could really use a hug, couldn't you, lady? I want to come over and give you a big hug.
She will slash your kids' throats.
And a rainbow will appear.
And then a leprechaun
will come along and crack you in the knee with his fucking shillelagh. How many fingers can you put in your asshole?
You'll see what's going to happen to you. The more you're talking, the more you're making it worse on yourself.
What's going to happen? Is that a threat, you stupid woman?
She's going to follow through with that like she did community college.
Women can't follow through with anything because they're stupid.
Yeah. All right, I say we do another call.
And keep her on and she'll threaten to slash people's throats.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a number. Ma'am, will you join our prank group? We're called the Prankies. And every Friday night we do pranks. And you're perfect. You can just always threaten to kill people.
That she can do her evil acts on.
Yep. We're like an improv prank group, and we're called the Prankies, and we're represented by KDK and Friday Night Pranks.
Excuse me, ma'am. By Monday, I'm going to have to ask you to be moved out of my fucking house. You, your dogs, your kids, everyone, out of my fucking house.
Hey, listen here, lady. When Obama's out of office, we're taking all that shit back, you poor pile of shit. All right, you're all revved up now. Ready? All right, this one's on you. Hey, lady, this one's on you. Go ahead and prank this person. Threaten to kill him. No, don't.
I'll start it off, and then we'll let the angry Samoan go in.
Oh, she's a coconut head. No wonder she's so angry.
Yeah, that's what
she can't read.
She can read coconuts. What does this coconut say?
She's the coconut.
Hi, I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave me a message so I can call you back.
No, ma'am, don't start yelling. That's a recording.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, I gotta hang up, don't I?
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Now listen, coconut head. That's how an intelligent person sounds.
Yeah.
Not one that graduated the second grade and then quit.
Ma'am, have you ever met Dog the Bounty Hunter? he's a real Hawaiian, just so you know. He's what Hawaii's all about.
I'm sure she smoked a shit ton of ice.
Oh,
why should I care what he is?
I thought she was off killing some kids or something.
Yeah, shut your mouth, Icehead.
What?
No, not you, Icehead. That's what Dog the Bounty Hunter calls people who smoke meth. No wonder she's right. She doesn't smoke crack because they don't have crack in Hawaii. They have meth. Ice.
I want to make out with this lady. She sounds hot.
Yeah, if she sat on a baseball bat, it'd go all the way up.
Well, that's her ass. I want her vag.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the ceiling fan for whites.
It's gone already.
Oh, it's gone already? Well, I have an angry Samoan who's very mad right now.
No, she's the one that bought it.
She's the one that bought it, and she wants to return it. Because there's apparently some racist remarks on the fan. I don't know if you have kids.
Excuse me?
Yeah, well, there's some racist remarks on there, probably written by some kids.
Like what?
Well, I can't say them out loud. The Samoan lady's very upset about him, though. She's been calling me mean names like Jive Monkey.
Well, I'm the one who posted the ad, and I know it says nothing like that. So.
Well, it said the big N-word on there, and I was very offended. So was the coconut head.
Maybe we should have just the Samoan lady tell her what it said. Go ahead, Samoan.
Yeah, Samoan lady, can you speak? Hello. Okay, she doesn't want to. She's a little shy.
She's busy reading coconuts. Everybody on
the they both did. They're both done.
She's busy. I couldn't get that line out without laughing. She's busy reading coconuts. So stupid. That's good, Ice. Thanks for reviving the show because I felt it was going to end soon. Let's keep rolling.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I was running out of numbers, so I was just like, fuck it.
That fucking lady.
Yeah, that lady was crazy. It was funny when she was like, you're sick fucks and there's karma and this and that. I'm going to slit your kid's throat.
Well, we did that on Turbo's show yesterday. We were getting people to join the Church of the Machine.
Yeah,
and
that's funny what he does
those. And we told this guy, I was the cook, and I was running over shit he had to eat. Like, we don't believe in refrigeration, so he had to eat shrimp cocktail that was warm and fermenting. Yeah. And then also I told him that on a daily basis we eat dog ribs.
Oh, no.
I told him we go out and we find stray dogs and we cut them up and I barbecue the ribs and with mesquite wood. Hey. And he was down with it. He said, oh, that's fine.
This is like a little girl's bike.
Hey, by the way, what is I was trying to think of that college name. What is that college that always had those black people on? Is like, you ain't doing nothing.
Oh, Everest.
Everest. Okay, Everest. Yeah. There's Everest and PC Pro School. If I do any more.
You better hook them up with Education Connection.
Yeah, that's the one, Education Connection. I'm we could call and solicit people to go to these schools. You know that, right? Education.
We need to play
that song in the background, though. Education Connection. Do you know you could go to our unaccredited school for, like, you could get an unaccredited associate's degree for only, like, $35,000?
Basically what those places are.
Fucking diploma factories that don't mean anything.
Yeah.
My work will pretty much pay for a lot of people's college. But there's things like ITT Tech and other ones like that. They're like, no, we don't pay for that.
Yeah, for real, because they're a joke.
Yeah. I know a guy, he was a roll former. I don't know if you guys understand that line, but he's a roll former. So basically, he's a production guy. But, you know, it's not like starting. It's roll forming takes some skill. And he was going to ITT Tech, and he was all happy. And he was, you know, oh, man, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Here I am. At the time, I was a temp, and I was catching parts for him. So this was like 4 years ago. I'm catching parts for him. He's telling me about all this stuff. He's still a fucking roll former, and I've made my way up to sales. See what happens when you go to a school where they make you do the English and math? Right. And sorry if that's an insult to anybody. I just, you know.
It's partially true, though.
Yeah, no, that's
places thing. Like that. Yeah. You know, go to a local one.
Now, don't get me wrong. There are literally trade schools that you can go to. You know, but
Jared, we're gonna get on a tangent. You and I talk smart a lot, so let's do calls.
All right.
We'll save the.
You know, that's a really polite way to tell me to shut the fuck up. I appreciate that. All right.
Save the drama for your mama.
Is this a Craigslist one, or what do we got here?
Hi, I'm calling about the bike. The swing bike. I can't fucking pronounce it. It's for little girls, though.
Yes.
Is it
which
still
one are you calling about?
Yeah, I'm calling about it.
The blue one or the pink one?
Yeah, the blue one. It kind of looks like the one that got stolen from my neighbor's house yesterday. You know, can you fucking explain that for me? Because I know you people. I'm looking at the picture, and I know you people like to do that. You like to take these nice bikes and then sell them on Craigslist. How can
is
you
this
reply?
A joke?
That? No, this is not a joke. I don't joke. I'm a Christian. Hello? Can you answer those?
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Hey, listen,
don't
motherfucker.
Don't be calling me about.
Listen, motherfucker.
Hey, look, listen to
hey,
it.
Motherfucker.
Listen,
hey.
I told him. I told him that I got the bike for you. They jigs up.
It was in the free section. I just had nothing else to say.
Stealing,
oh, that's
stealing
fine.
Shit,
that's
giving
fine,
away
dude. You're
free.
Going the right angle. The right angle is you're a fucking thief, asshole. Yeah.
Call him back. I bet he'll be extra pissed that you called.
It's in the free section, so he's not even selling it.
No, he wasn't even selling it.
That is funny. Okay.
Oh, here's a bullshit ad.
Did you hear the one I did earlier where I noticed the ad was pulled, so I called as Craigslist? That's always an angle, too, when you're calling Craigslist ad, call as Craigslist.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that one. I didn't listen. I've been trying to write a paper.
Well, that's bullshit. If you just go to PC Pro School, you can just get around all this paper writing bullshit and just get a degree.
I know, right? Damn. Should have done that. Wish you would have told me that 4 years ago. Shit.
You could just go to, you know, you could go to Everest and you could just, you know, quit watching TV. Because, you know, how you go feed your kids? Those commercials are borderline racist.
Yeah, I agree. There's a couple. Look at that ad and then call it.
Oh, okay.
It kind of seems like a scam.
Perfect. Perfect.
I know you work best with those.
Earn up to $1,000 brochures. Call for details. Was it Fiberid? Investigate. What does that mean? Fiberid investigation? I'm gonna Google that real quick. I'm not quite sure what I'm reading. Fiberid. Okay. Established diagnosis. I don't quite know what the fuck this is. Well, let me look at their wiki. See if it'll give me. Oh, wow. No, that's fibroids. Okay, so it's like fibrosis? Is that, it's like a short word of that? Fibroid investigations get paid. That doesn't even make sense, does it?
Oh, you could call about it and ask.
No, I'm going to, but it says, this is all the ad says. Earn up to $1,000 brochure. First of all, that is not English.
Okay, ask him if you went to Everest.
Yeah, obviously you went to Everest and you have an uncredited degree, but, you know.
We sound like assholes, dude. Yeah, we do really sound like assholes when we say that.
I know. Oh, there's the number right there. Okay. All right,
you
I got
a degree
it.
To be happy.
I got it. Yeah, I'm better than you guys. I have a degree. Accredited.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Fibroid study. Ryan Token?
Penis.
This is such a scam. You know it is. You can tell.
Thank you for calling. If you are calling about the ad in the newspaper, you can be placed in a study to improve your health and get paid for it.
Oh.
These studies are nationwide and pay you to participate. This is an easy job that requires very little time. The entire program
scam.
Is set up by a nationwide
one.
Study center, and you get paid every time you complete a phase in the study. Many times people have no idea.
I'm not going to put Gatorade in my blood, lady.
To improve their health. Your job consists of visiting the study center and following the directions of the clinician. And upon completing your visit,
this won't be the rebirth of Satan, will it?
If you would like more information, just send a money order or a certified check for $6 to Jane Johnson, P.O. Box.
You don't send money to work.
96 St. Rose, Louisiana, 70087. That's Jane Johnson.
Jane Johnson. Joy, that's not a generic enough name.
St. Rose, Louisiana, 70087.
This is such a scam. Yes, I need to speak with Jane Johnson. I almost want to click the complaint button like people always do on mine. Okay, well, apparently we got to send in money. So I'm going to go ahead and send these people $6, and then we'll do the prank next week.
Hold up. Let me format that correctly.
All right. That's fucked up, dude. That was such a scam. Send us $6. What do you mean $6? What the fuck? You want to study my body and I got to send you money? All right, what's this one?
This is a hooker.
Okay.
Yeah. Ask her.
I got it.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Busy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna. I got an idea for one, so I'll take a hooker. All right.
I'll keep looking through the hookers.
Okay.
It's kind of late for that time, though. So, I don't expect much.
How about coconut head hookers? It's still pretty early there. Yeah, tell me you want to bust or. Yeah, what do you want me to do? I want you to take your big head and I want you to bust a coconut open with it. I like making fun of Hawaiians and I have nothing against any of them. But it's fun to act like they're less than human.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Is this another hooker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was kind of, maybe looking to, to celebrate today because, I graduated. I got my degree from Everest today. I mean, it's not a credit or anything, but I mean, I spent a lot of money getting that degree, so I kind of wanted to have some fun, maybe celebrate.
Okay.
I mean, you down to celebrate?
How long are you looking to hang out?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe up to an hour, I guess. I mean,
an hour? Yeah. 200 an hour or 150 a half hour.
Okay. That's cool. I haven't really done this.
I have
much
my own hotel room. I don't know if you wanted me to come to you or.
No, that's perfect. I mean, the only thing is like I said, I just graduated. Is there any way, have you ever been with somebody that has, this kind of an education?
Yes. Okay. I see quite a few gentlemen that are very successful.
Okay. Well, I'm still living in my grandma's house, but I do have the degree from Everest now. So, I mean, I do consider myself, above average in intelligence because, I paid $35,000 and I got an associate's in 6 months, so it's pretty cool. But I mean, it's not credited or anything, but I mean, I feel real good. I feel real good about it. So
okay,
I'm just looking to celebrate, and I mean, I'm really smart though, and I think I should be able to land a job soon.
Okay.
But I got leftover, student loans money, so. so might as well have a good time with it. Here's the thing, with my intelligence, should. Oh, she hung up.
She was having her shit, man.
She didn't give a shit about my intelligence. She'd probably get a beat from an actual John. Not somebody who's just excited that they graduated from Everest.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Okay, so our punching bag is those colleges right now. Oh, thanks for joining, Ice Goose. It was a very quiet show for a while. Well, because Dwight disappeared on me. Thanks, Dwight. He disappeared, and so here I am talking to myself.
What are you talking about? I've been sitting here the whole time.
No, no, there was times I would ask for you, and you weren't there, so I don't know if you were shitting or what, but...
It's kind of nice not having a million people on, though.
It is. It kind of feels real good with just us three, and that's not a knock against anybody else. It's just sometimes it gets really too chaotic. You know what I mean?
It really does. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's not.
Oh, here's a gorgeous hooker for you.
You're saying you're a piece of shit, Lux.
No, that's not even a shot at Lux. I've had. There's times.
Luxie put it right in rush
quality service.
There's times when
$40 a minute.
There's literally eight people on the show, so it gets really clustery. So
I'm reading it right from the chat, Lux. It says right here in Skype, Lux is a piece of shit. Signed, Giot St. Clair.
No, be nice to Lux. Lux knows I wouldn't say that about him. I dig Lux. He's contributed a lot to my shows.
And he said you can fit 12 fingers in your ass at once?
Well, that's true. I mean, that's one of his talents. He actually...
documented.
He actually has that on his resume.
This is...
He can do prank phone calls.
All right, this is
speak
Bethany.
Speak Japanese and fit 12 fingers in his asshole. That's his three skills.
This is Bethany, dude.
Okay. All right, you're gonna do this one. Who wants this one?
I'll take it. Okay. Ken can't handle hookers. He nuts too fast.
Yeah.
Sorry, the number you dialed cannot be reached.
I told that lady that I earned an associate's degree in 6 months, but it's not credited. And I paid $35,000.
Oh shit!
Are you happy with the pictures you're finding?
Oh my god, dude. Cheap as fuck. It's a donation.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox.
Yeah. They paid them $35,000. They gave me a diploma one day. You know what's really messed up? There was, for a while there on the internet, when the internet was fairly new, there was a bunch of, there was like the school popping up saying that teachers, if you have 10 years experience or more, then you qualify to just pay and get a master's degree. And there was a shitload of like high school teachers because they can get much more money if they have a master's. And the bunch of them paid to just get this fucking master's degree because they thought, oh, it's just based on experience, right? That's not how degrees work. You could work 30 years in sales and it doesn't give you a fucking degree, right? But they paid money, got these degrees, and like there was like 10,000 of them or something, and they found out that it was a big fucking scam. And those were worth nothing.
Beautiful.
I know that's fucked, but they're stupid. Who thinks that way? They're smart enough to go get a bachelor's degree, but I think you can just get by a master's.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, are you available tonight?
Yes.
Okay, how much?
Okay, thank you. You gonna come over or not?
Yeah, I come over, sweetheart, huh, baby?
You know where to go, right?
Yeah, you have to tell me, idiot. Where I go?
What's your nationality?
I'm a black.
Oh, we don't take it. Sorry.
Why you not take a black? Are you a racist?
You know, I can take you, but my girl cannot. I'm on my period.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Call next time.
Okay? No, sweetie pie, honey, baby, I like the juice.
No. Sorry, honey.
Okay, maybe anal. I put it in butt.
No, goodbye.
No, put it in butt.
Well, that got fucking weird. I need to take a break.
You are not going to get many sales talking like that, ladies.
That was actually fucking funny.
Fucking racist. No, we don't take. report.
Sorry about that. My Skype fucking just crashed. Where's Enigma? There he is. Are we still on?
G.I. down.
I was hit in the head by a sniper. Oh, that's kind of sad. Mr. Goose, you got to connect. Sloth, we're still on, right? Because you're still on. All right, I'm assuming so. I'm assuming the chat room can hear. I think I told the chat room too, because it was like that error popped up, like it was gonna crash, but I could still hear you guys talking, but I was muted, so I couldn't say shit. So everybody's good, right? Except for Ice Goose isn't connected.
Yeah, I'm here.
Because he's a piece of shit.
He's got that poverty internet.
Okay, they can hear now. Hey, room, you can hear now, right? I just want to be sure. Somebody said we can hear. I hate that. That happened last time I was doing a show, too. Or not last time, time before. I can still hear. Okay, good. Is Goose connected yet? No, I'll call him back. He was the life of the party, and he was looking up hooker numbers. Dude, that lady was racist as fuck. She, what nationality are you? And he goes, oh, I am black. Like, he's a black Japanese guy. And she was like, oh, no, we can't not do that. And starts saying that she's in her period. Come on, Dwight. Or Ice Goose Connect. Jerk. Okay. All right.
I'll talk to this whore.
Do you want to or me?
I'll talk to her. Okay. Fucking whore.
I'm gonna make a role play that we're graduating from PC Pro School. Goose. My shit crashed, not his.
That fucking whore. How does Michelle expect to get any dick if she's not answering her phone?
Was that Michelle?
Yep.
That's funny. And Dwight put, here's a hooker, Jayad. And it was Michelle's number.
She's a fucking whore.
You know, it's pushing a year since that whole Michelle thing. It's probably been like 9 to 10 months.
Yeah, she doesn't answer that phone anymore.
Hey, by the way, guys, we are not far away from trying to call Can TV again. I want to call like pretty much a year later, and so we're gonna phone mob them. But I'm not gonna put out advertisements, and we're just gonna do it like once. We're gonna try to hit them fast. And so we're going to call the fucking lawyers and rip them an asshole real quick and then bail out. What's Can TV? You'll go to Jesus in a Dump Truck. That's my YouTube, all one word, Jesus in a Dump Truck. And look under Other, or no, TV Mobbings and Other. And there's TV Mobbings and Other. Under both of those, you'll find the Can TV stuff. It's call-in television. So you get to record video and call in. So it's kind of fun, and I always encourage everybody to contribute, so it's not like, hey, here's the normal prank people. Literally, Josh, if you want to do a prank, you just fucking call too. Yes, Jesus in a Dump Truck, correct. Is that a legitimate question? What? Yes. There you go. It's Jihad. Jesus in a dump truck. There you go. That's where it came from. Jesus in a dump truck existed before Jihad, just so you guys know. And it's it's an old internet meme from the early internet days and before anybody knew what the word meme was. So just so you guys know that. And I hate Jesus. Is Goose connected now? Hey, Goose. How you doing? Goose? 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 All right, the show's on pause. We're waiting for
you. What?
All right, you got any more numbers?
Yeah, I just have to decode it.
Okay.
Stupid fucking hookers.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know if you heard, but my shit crashed.
No, I wasn't. I had to take a break after a lady told me she was on her period.
Wasn't that lady racist?
Yeah, a little bit.
She was like, oh, you want to have fun? Oh, you're black? No, I'm on period.
I can't take period.
Yeah, my friend can take, but I can't take or some shit. That's why you claimed you're black and you're talking like a 1946 or 1943 Bugs Bunny fucking war propaganda Japanese guy.
All right,
here you go. Somebody. All right, dude, somebody else want this or you want me to take it?
Take it.
If I take it. Okay.
Yeah. You.
All right, mute.
Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I'd seen your ad. I mean, I just want to throw this out on the table. I kind of was looking for more like a role playing situation, if that's cool.
No,
but it's pretty good. It's pretty simple. See. Was that actually a hooker or no? What happened to Ice Goose?
Yeah, that was a hooker.
Oh, are you changing your picture? Oh, you're going video? Oh, okay. All I was going to do is tell her that I wanted her to present me with a degree from PC Pro School.
God damn
it. And then, and then she gets an hour's worth of money. That's fair, right? I mean, it's my fantasy to get a degree from PC Pro School.
Take this one.
Okay. That's because she'll pee on you? That's not a
Hi, this is Kelly Lee. You've reached my voice now because I am currently unavailable.
Okay. Look at her pictures, so. Though. Just real quick. Look at that ad. look at her belly tattoo.
Okay.
All right. I want to do this one. I want to ask her some real weird questions.
Okay, it's all on you.
About her sexuality. Okay. You don't have to go if you don't want to. Hello? Shit. Sorry. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm knocking. Can you yell into the phone for me?
Can I yell? I can hear you.
I can't hear you very well. Don't yell now. I turn the volume up. I'll get real pissed off if you yell, woman. Okay, ma'am. Are you taking clients tonight? Fuck. Damn it. I have a chode, but you're taking clients tonight. God damn it. What?
Ma'am, are you familiar with the Blue Man Group?
I gotta take a shit.
Ma'am, we would like to pour blue paint all over you and have you beat on garbage cans while we watch.
That's getting me something I'm gonna ask a hooker.
Ma'am.
Just hang up.
Ma'am, you're wasting my time. I'm going to start charging you money.
She's long gone. Dude.
I think she was listening, but...
We got to get Elvis to hooker.
Good evening, Carl.
Hey.
Did you hear all of that?
Yeah.
All right. Who, oh, is that another one? Do you want this one too? Did your friend say something about the Blue Man Group?
Yeah, he was yelling it through the wall.
That's what I thought. And so I was like, that's funny.
Okay. All right. Call the other hooker that I put
in. You're set. You're good. Oh, wait, hey, tell Giggles to be quiet.
You saying nigger rhyme?
Please wait while I connect you.
Carl, what is going on?
Please wait while I try to connect you.
Carl jumped on because we're calling hookers, it sounds like.
I wasn't going to because it's almost 10. I don't know when you're leaving.
Please wait while I try to connect you. You can press 1 at any time to leave a voicemail.
What is it?
Thanks for calling. Just leave me a message and I'll get right back to you. Bye.
It's Friday and you're not there? Come on, baby. I need this.
I gotta take a shit.
What kind of hooker are you?
Do you have a friend?
Hi, this is Ryan Tolkien from PC Pro School. Would you like to move your career up? Quit being a hooker? Maybe fix computers for $6 an hour in China? If so, you could have your degree in just 90 days for $76,000.
Learn to bag groceries in just 2 short weeks.
There you go. Oh, God. I don't know why I'm making fun of schools. All right, I got like 15 minutes of that. I got to call it a night.
The first course you'll ever take is paper or plastic.
Heavy stuff goes on the bottom, 101.
And you'll learn to say no when somebody hands you those piece of shit reusable bags because they care for the environment.
Yeah. And remember, never look
a customer, call the damn number.
Never look a customer in the eye. Don't greet the customer when they get to your register.
Remember, put eggs on the bottom and then throw canned goods on top and say, what, you got a fucking problem? We should totally put out ads. We're doing employment for our grocery stores.
And put people through crazy scenarios.
G-Ads market.
Somebody's a heavy breather and it sounds like they're masturbating. Keep here. It could be me because I'm a heavy breather.
Please leave your message for 818.
All right. Carl, come on to creep us all out.
I knew I had to come on when I heard that Jayad had put together a winning creative team full of competitive, motivated individuals.
All right, I got a good one.
Every week.
Hold up, I got a good one here. She said 100. She wants you to pay her in kisses, and she's real fucking ugly. She's got some nasty ass tats.
100 kisses? Is this how this lady gets around the prostitution thing?
Yeah. Do you want me to? I'll link you into the ad.
Okay.
She's real ugly. I mean, she's bad, dude. Damn.
It's for depressed guys.
I couldn't hit it.
It's for the kind of people who cut themselves.
Fuck.
Okay.
Hey, are you guys looking at the pictures?
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
10 out of 10 could not do it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, right?
Tell her, do I have to kiss you? You're kind of gross.
Please leave your message for 619.
Fuck. I hate those ones. So I think a lot of these people do strictly voicemail, it looks like.
Kissing is a no-no for hookers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Carl kisses hookers.
Okay.
Kiss them on the cheek.
No. I don't have to kiss your disgusting, smelly pussy lips, do I?
No, you don't. Don't need, just.
That's because I don't want to kiss it.
You might as well just be totally insultive. You know, if somebody has 100 kisses, be like.
I told one that I wanted to meet her on Huntington Beach because I've always wanted to fuck a beach whale. That was my favorite.
Oh God.
She didn't think it was as funny as that.
You should go. You should go and go. This is your dad. I know you have issues. And
you have to kiss her ass.
You ever see that?
So cold.
You ever see the Tosh.0 when they show the hooker bust and they go?
Let me do the fuck a beach whale one.
He says, guess which one of these? His parents are dead. And these hookers are all covering their faces and one's waving.
Oh, yeah. Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Are you available tonight? You're in Orange County?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great. When are you available?
Well, you have to have a place.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of thinking, I got this spot, you know, underneath the Huntington Beach Pier. I think we could do it there.
That was good.
Call it back. Call it back.
Under a pier.
I have that album.
I've got a tent and everything.
It's not rapey.
Yes, I'd like you to meet me in my rape van. I'll be the guy with the ski mask on.
You'll know.
I'm anonymous.
Yeah. All right.
Name's Danica. Call her Danica Patrick.
Number you dialed cannot be reached from your calling area.
What does that even mean? How can a phone not be reached from a calling area?
What the fuck?
No, it's a
nasty. All right, we got Mandy here.
You may as well put your roommates on. I mean, they're always there.
I know.
It's like a.
All right, here we go.
Non-stop conference.
Yeah, you stop that.
That's true. I want to ask your roommate about that nasty snatch situation.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh, you call her back.
Okay.
Next one, we're calling the big black one.
And we'll call her Big Black.
Hey, Big Black.
Big Blackie. Oh, there you go.
All right, call Blackie. I'll take it.
Call Big Blackie.
She's. Let me just post this one.
Okay.
She's bad for this area. Real bad. Only that area.
I like it the way.
Dashy posted a picture of horse machines.
Please leave your message for 3.
Wait, call her back.
Yeah, she's probably getting boffed right now. You're gonna not fucking leave that number. Oh, you bitch.
I'm so glad I learned to social engineer numbers today. Thank you, Sloth. That was nice of you to teach me.
That was good, too, for your first time.
Yeah.
You tried to get me to do it.
Please leave your...
I think I could pull, because I just, once I got to four, I was just like, oh, fuck it, I got four, that's good enough. I think I could have got them to sit and fucking keep reading.
I tried to get like 10.
Yeah. I got pretty far, and I think I sounded pretty, you know, pretty professional, and the guy even sounded like he even talked to the manager in the background, and then they still just went on with it, and I was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's, that's a lucky draw, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, sometimes you run into somebody who's like, who the fuck are you?
Hello, please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Anal bleeding.
Last time we Google Voiced, it was a scam. Mm-hmm. No, just send us $6 and we'll send a hooker to your house. Now with $6 and a hooker will arrive to your house 5 days later.
Oh, you know what would be a good one to do? Get people's addresses for cars and then just send hookers to their
houses. Hello?
Hi. How are you doing tonight? Is this Fancy?
Very well.
Hey, Fancy.
This is Nicole.
Oh, this is Nicole?
Yes. Ah, were you calling to set an appointment?
Yeah, I was.
What time are you looking for?
What time can you do?
Well, I'm going to be available all night, honey, and I'm currently in Sherman Oaks. Do you know how long it takes you to get here?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping, like, we could go to a beach.
It's a little cold, honey. I'm not going out tonight, especially not to the water.
All right, sweetheart, honey, baby. Where can you meet me at?
I'm offering in-calls, so if you'd like to come over, that'd be great.
Okay, where are you at?
In Sherman Oaks, off of the 405 in Burbank.
Okay, you just want me to drive up there and I give you a call when I'm getting close?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Oh, okay, great.
How long are you looking to hang out?
Probably like half an hour, hour-ish.
Ask her if you...
Well, for half hour, honey, it's going to be 120 and my hour's 200.
Okay. Hey, what kind of things are you into? What are you okay with?
Are you looking for something in particular?
Yeah, just can you kind of hear me out on this one, though? Like, don't hang up on me. I'm being serious.
Try to be discreet, honey.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to, honey, baby. Would you mind, like, maybe peeing on me?
Doing what?
Urinating on me. Like, in my nostrils.
That's not very discreet, honey.
Oh, sorry. I'm kind of new to this.
Yeah, I would feel more comfortable to not see you.
Could you take a poop on my chest and rub it on my nipples? Hello? Oh,
yeah. She said, please be discreet. Okay, will you urinate my nostrils?
Did you like my romantic music?
I wasn't hearing it.
Or
I don't think I was.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything either.
When she said, please be discreet, that's what you should have yelled. So how much to fuck for money?
No. You know what we could do to mess with these people at some point? I got a break here in a minute, but you could have like have the, you know, just have them be talking and then just play like a police scanner in the background. Double out on just hold on, say I'm on you. Over, and then she'll be like, "What was that?"
Yeah, I got her on
move
the phone.
Move in, yell, move in. You're not claiming to be a cop. You're just yelling, move in. And she's gonna bail. She's gonna leave her hotel room. You're gonna ruin her whole hooker night.
Do it.
Yeah, ask her like where she's at now.
Okay, call another one and I'll be the police scanner. But you just start talking and I'll be like,
I get really weirded out sometimes by the hooker calls.
You kidding me? Weird. You've been doing hooker calls.
I know I'm weird. I get really weirded out by someone's fucking hookers.
Well, here's why you get weirded out. Because you've probably spoken to an undercover cop at some point. This is where vice takes place these days. There's not a lot of hookers walking on the corners. This is where vice takes place. All right, throw up a number. I got time for one number.
I gotta find one.
Oh. Okay.
I just thought you had this.
Endless... Oh, this is not compatible. Let me just play fucking Nirvana. A million times.
Oh, you want to listen to Mariah Carey?
How about Nirvana?
All right, ready?
Yeah, her name's Sky.
Okay, and well, no.
Carl, you be the guy who wants to fucking have a hooker. I don't want to do it.
Okay. Did Carl just talk to her and just say, you said, you got a place where you at? And then she's talking. I go, double six, nine, 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 move in, nine, check, over. And I'll go, okay. And then she says, what's that? Go, move in. It's not going to last very long, but we probably freak her out. Goddamn.
Yes.
Ice Goose Mew.
One item, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie got two in the back. Over. I don't know why. I hate it when Skype does this. Hold on.
Operation Sticky Finger is a go.
Operation Hooker Sweep. Somebody has a police scanner.
Yeah. I'm on YouTube playing a police scanner sound effects.
Perfect. Yeah, these days it's kind of awesome. You can actually tune into police scanners all over the place. Like, remember when that cop, that ex-cop in California was fucking having a shootout with the police? They were looking for him for a while, and he went in a cabin and had a shootout with the police, and it burned down and shit. Me and my buddy were listening to the whole thing. And a bunch of conspiracy theorist idiots were going, oh, his body was replaced when they found it was a female. The police let him go. And, dude, there was so much stupidity that was coming out of that. It was just pissing me off.
Dorner.
Yeah. There was so much stupidity from the conspiracy theorists. It was like, no, this dude went ape shit. And he fucking thought he could go kill people. He decided to have a shootout because there was this one conspiracy theorist that was posting shit on Reddit. And he was basically posting every possible outcome pretty much so he can say, I told you so. And one of them was like, oh, the police aren't even going to let him come out. No, because they said come out, and he started shooting at them with a high-powered fucking rifle. Of course they're going to shoot back. And then it was like, oh, this place is probably going to fucking burn down. This
God.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting off track again.
I know. You gotta steer me in sometimes.
I got you, man. I've done this long enough with you.
Yeah, when I get
you know, they made a they made a Doom game on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's fucked. All right, I'm going to try this other one here.
Okay.
All right. Same plan.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Hank.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So, what are you up to? Are you free tonight?
I am free tonight. I'm only doing alcohol, though.
So that's, I'd meet you someplace then?
No, I'd come to you.
Okay. I guess I could set up a meeting place somewhere. Where are you close by? Like, what's convenient for you?
I'm in Woodland Hills off of Topanga.
Oh, that's my neighborhood. Okay. How about, have you ever been to the Hilton? It's right next to the Marriott.
Yeah.
Obama stayed there.
We're going to meet up at the Hilton?
Yeah, I know. I think it was last year, right?
Yeah, something like that. Did you do any work for, His contingency there? Did they give you a call?
No.
He's not an Obama holder. Score.
Who's that in the background?
Move in. Go.
Hello?
Move in.
Operation Cake is underway.
I think that worked out good. She said no. I said, I was sitting there repeating what she said, basically.
I was waiting for her to say something.
Yeah, and then she says, what's that in the background? Move in, go, 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 go. And she says, hello, and then she was probably like, oh, shit.
She didn't sound very happy.
No.
At some point, you should be like, oh, shit, we lost connection on the tap.
Yeah.
Tactical T9-6, go in. All right, maybe we can do one more, but then I gotta go.
I put one in.
Did you say fail? LOL, fail?
Yeah.
That wasn't a fail.
There was a long pause.
I thought she was
going to stay on the line. Oh,
me too. That's why I muted, just so she'd sit there and go, hello, hello, I'm not a hooker. All right, if you got one more, I can do one more, and then I got to cut out, guys.
Okay.
Then we'll do what did we learn today, which I don't know. I haven't
done one of those in a while.
All right, here we go. Oh, it ran away from me. Okay, who's taking this one?
Ken.
Ken? Hooker?
It's all Ken.
Okay.
Okay.
Hooker 97, this is the cop. Over.
Not police.
We're doing the police again?
No, I'm not
going to. No, I just like it.
Okay.
Me too, I love that operation name.
Please, give me that bruise.
Do you see Meadle's Operation Snatch Catch is underway?
Operation Snatch Catch. Operation Snatch Catch is a go. Move in.
All right. Want to do one more, or you call me?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and do another one.
I don't need to see Ice Goose. I don't think Ice Goose is looking on back page. He's looking through his phone right now.
Where my hose at?
Yeah. Ice Goose is pretty good at these calls, and I assume that's just from general experience.
Hey, Ice Goose, is your roommate right there?
What?
Is your roommate right there?
Shut up.
That's yes.
I need to speak to him. I want to know why he didn't run that girl through the fucking car wash before he hit it.
All right, this is Riley.
Who?
This is Riley.
No, they don't have names. You call them it.
Enjoy this Verizon ring back tone while your party is sweet.
Listen, it. You have no soul, and I went to buy you.
I was calling for Riley.
Who's Riley?
How you doing? Hello?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was looking for some company.
Uh-huh. What's your ethnicity?
What was that?
What's your ethnicity?
I'm white.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a little shy. This is my first time calling about stuff like this.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little nervous. So, how's this work? Do I come to you? You come to me?
I can come to you, or you can come to me.
I might be more comfortable here. I you know, new places make me nervous. what's that?
Where are you located?
I'm over by the Walmart. I'm just driving around right now. I'm thinking I'm gonna maybe. Will you come to the Hilton if I get a hotel at the Hilton?
No, I don't go to hotels.
Okay, well I'll come to you then.
Okay.
So, like, what is the process? What do I do?
Well, are you affiliated with any federal law enforcement?
No.
$150 for half an hour
and $220
for an hour.
I'm gonna do the half hour the first time.
Okay.
And I don't know if this matters or not, but I'm a virgin. Hello? Get off my phone.
Call back. There was a pimp there.
There was a dude in the back.
Oh, awesome.
Why wouldn't
she
want?
She's my hoe now.
Really, I should have yelled at him, but like, yeah, I'm affiliated with law enforcement, but I need to get my dick wet too.
It's funny that they ask that. Like, you have to be honest. Cops can lie. It's the stupidest question ever.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. To hear your mailbox prompts in English, press 1. You will hear your mailbox prompts in English. To confirm this change, press pound. To cancel, press language.
Set your
change.
Shit up for
Welcome
you,
Welcome to your new mailbox.
Thank
this
you.
This brief tutorial will help you set up your mailbox.
Dude, set it up and then be like, hi, I am a hooker.
Only you will know. Think of a permanent password now.
I have a pimp and we are here and you can...
Hey, this is Riley.
For your password, you have entered 1, 2, 3, 4. Now you can select the kind of greeting that will be played to callers.
This is brilliant.
You a message. Nice. To select a standard greeting which will tell callers that you are unavailable. Press 1.
No.
To record a personal greeting, press 2. At the tone, record your greeting. At the end of your greeting, press pound.
Hey, how you doing? This is Dwight. If you want to come over here and tease some of this good snatch, you need to fucking call back or something. Because Dirty Mike and the boys are over here running a train on this bitch right now. What are you doing, Mike? Don't put that shit there. Oh, fucking John Holliman's all over it. Fuck
yeah.
If you are satisfied with your greeting, press pound. If you would like to re-record, now you can choose to record your name. Your name is used to verify your mailbox number when others send you a message. If you choose not to record name, your telephone number is used instead of your recorded name when others send you a message. To record your name, press 1. Otherwise, press pound. Now, you need to record your name. Your name is used to verify your mailbox number when others send you a message. At the tone, please say only your first and last name, then press pound.
Skittles Tootsie Roll.
Your
Dude,
name
we need polka. Because
Skittles Tootsie Roll.
We could set up this lady's fucking voicemail. Just leave your name and I'll call you right back. And then sit and check,
your mailbox is
check
now
her voicemail and get fucking dudes
if you have any
who are trying to buy hookers.
Your mailbox, press 0 to receive more
That's
information.
Brilliant.
Now you are ready to use the system. You have no messages. Main menu. To change your personal options.
Okay, so let's hang up and then call her back and start leaving voicemails.
To disconnect, press star.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All
right. So now she's going to get all fucked up. Why am I getting voicemails? I never shut that shit up.
I'm bailing, guys.
All right. Thanks for joining.
See you guys.
Bye, baby.
Hey, how you doing? This is Dwight. If you want to come over here and tease some of this good snatch, you need to fucking call back to something. Because Dirty Mike and the boys are over here running a train on this bitch right now. What are you doing, Mike? Don't put that shit there. Oh, fucking John Holliman's all over it. Fuck
Enigma took off too.
Please record your message.
See you, Enigma.
You have finished recording.
He was calling trying to get some information about the hooker. Hello, I was calling trying to get some information about the hooker, but I hear Dirty Mike and the boys are over there running a train right now. Maybe I could be the caboose.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. To send your message with normal delivery.
Oh, this is going to be urgent.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
Lex is on that.
Goodbye.
Urgent delivery.
Okay, guys. I'm going to have to call it a night. That's hilarious. So you can see when – that's awesome, man. So just from a future point of view, when one of these – when you could call these, you know, the hookers who have – voicemail that's not open, open their voicemail, put in the code, basically ask for people to leave their numbers, call the people back. But we need Polka's voice, you know, or female's voice. Polka's good at it. So they would actually think, oh, it's legitimate. Sounds like a chick. And so they'll leave their name and their number, and then we're getting free numbers off of hookers' phones. Dude, sometimes this stuff is just so impressive that
all I did just
phone hackers
on a whim. All I hit was pound, and it was like, "Hey, look! So let's set this bitch up."
Yeah. Well, I thought, yeah. Well, and I know like RBCP knows a lot of the little tricks to that too. So fucking amazing. Okay. Well, I'm gonna. Yeah. No. Thanks, Enigma. That was fun having you on too. Well, fuck. Let's do a quick. What'd you learn today, Dwight? What'd you learn today?
That apparently kids and dogs are on the same level, and if you fuck with the dogs, your kids are going to get their throat cut.
Carl, what did you learn today?
I learned that you have to sleep. I've been awake for the last couple of days.
That's what's going on with you.
I've got a burnt out right now.
I could tell that you're like, I could hear you like letting out more noises a lot. I learned that hookers aren't all that interested in you if you're extremely proud that you graduated from Everest College. So that sucks. I mean, so too bad for all you Everest graduates out there. You aren't going to score any hot hooker tail. So, okay, guys. It was fun. It was fun. I had some fun today. Next week, hopefully I'll have some good ideas. The Craigslist stuff, I'm having trouble coming up with new ideas. Plus, I am so flagged as a fucking spammer, it's hard for me to run from it. So I may have to get creative and pull away from the Craigslist shit for a while, but we'll have to see. Thanks for everybody who helped out tonight. Thanks for Sloth for teaching me how to social engineer. Thank you, Sloth. That'll come in handy when I'm lazy and I don't do any prep work. So, okay, thanks for listening, and it's been a... this has been another episode of the Art of Phone Larking. Good night.